Blog Talk Radio.
At the casino, she's lost all her money. She said, "Don't feel sorry for me."
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
Oh, that shit is on?
Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mom.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
Free my niggas, spot it.
You know this shit do crazy. Hey, Timmy.
They don't know, yeah, what I've been through.
We got London on the track.
They don't know the hell. They only know what I tell them. They don't know that.
All right, all right. I guess everybody's wondering what's going on. Listen, man, what I've been doing, I'm playing all, man, they putting so much music on this thing, on this system, man. I went down the list of music that has been uploaded to the system. I just want y'all to hear all the choices that we have. But again, it's Monday Night Madness, Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. To the top, what's going on, Grudge World? I know y'all hadn't heard anything, but that's how it is about this weekend, because it was straight Grudge racing. You know, it wasn't no damn propaganda. It wasn't no play. It wasn't no class racing. We had some Grudge racing going on in Louisiana this weekend, and it was a good time. You know, I want to thank the Almighty for letting us get started. You know, the rain held off. Finally came in around 4 o'clock at the Big Booms race. The rain came in, and around 4 o'clock, you know, we've basically been having a whole lot of testing tunes most of the day. You know, everybody trying to get their shakedowns in when the rain came and it broke out. And I don't know all the guys, but shouts out to D's Nuts. If y'all don't know who D's Nuts is, you need to check him out. He's a true grudge racer. You know, he's a no-nonsense type of guy. Also, you got Madisonville Boys. The Madisonville Boys, if you even stick close to what they got, you got racist. Madisonville, I know they raced at least, they grudge raced at least 6 times, man. I mean, they were drawing on everybody. And they didn't mind, you know, they won some, they lost some. But I'm just letting you know, the Madisonville Boys, these nuts. Also, shout out to the Lynch Mob within the house looking for action. You know, but I see I got a world famous grudge racer on the line right now, so let me go to him right quick and I come back. Is this the world famous grudge racer, Georgia Biz?
Hey Jay. Hey, I ain't no, you ain't no king of mine, Jay. I ain't no king of nobody, man. I'm just a humbled local joker. That's all I am.
I said, now I didn't say king. I said a world-renowned grudge racer. You know, that's what I said.
Hey, that speaks for itself. Everybody know I will grudge race, even if it takes. So you know, you can whip me 3 times, and I'm still coming. You know, ass grew out of pound. You know, you got to make me a believer. They're gonna beat me 4 times in a row, and I'm still not a believer.
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, I'm like the Egyptians. You know how the good Lord, he sent plague after plague after plague after plague to the Egyptians, and they still didn't believe that he was God. So that's like me. I still don't think them guys faster than me, because they're gonna have to send locusts, they're gonna have to send blood in the sea, they got to do the same thing for me to believe. You know.
Hey. Just got a text that says world-renowned eight boot racer. No?
They said world-renowned who?
Tech boot racer.
That I am. My car is in the shop right now. I just sent him some money. Damn it! I just sent him some money.
Well, listen. Let me finish this up, Biz. Listen, Biz. You know I've always talked. Let me let you know what happened, Biz, this weekend. You know, like I said, I don't know all the local guys' names, but shouts out to them, man. I really, the Madisonville boys, I really want to give a lot of shout out because they really came out and support. They've been coming out on a regular basis. You know, we had an excellent turnout. I mean, it was rainy conditions all day, man, and we had a phenomenal crowd, particularly under the condition, and it only could have been a blessing because I know the way that weather was, I wouldn't have came out. So, I got to give thanks to Almighty God for that, because that's definitely nothing that we could have did to get people out in that kind of weather. But first and foremost, beyond that, Biz, you ever heard of a guy named Tony Boss Bynes?
Yeah, have you ever... I heard him once or twice. Yeah.
Now, Boss. You know, I got the kind of Boss was came from Georgia to support the grudge movement, and basically when he got there. I mean, you know Boss now. Boss came in the house, and this man, I'm gonna quote what the man said on the microphone. On the microphone, the man said, "Long as nobody moves, won't nobody get drawn on." And listen now, all right. As we walking back down through the pits, right? Everybody was holding their hands up so Boss wouldn't draw on. As we walking back through, Joker just hold his hands up. Now, is that intimidation or what?
That's intimidation by his finest. And I have seen him do that before. The first time I met Boss, he did that in Mississippi. Yeah. That sounds like him.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he did. I mean, you know, well, hold on, Biz. I'm trying to get the boss on. Give me talk, cover for me for about 30 seconds.
Okay. Do you want me to do my big announcement or you want me to wait? Well, Jay didn't say it, so I'm gonna wait. I got a we got a show. We got 2-3 hours, so you know, got a big announcement. Something that I know the true Grudge fans are gonna like, because that's what Grudge Inc. is. It's about Grudge Racing. You know, match racing and shootouts and hat races is okay, but we put our heads together and we got something that's very, very interesting for the Grudge world. And that's what Grudge Inc. does. We try to be innovators and leaders when it comes to Grudge Racing, and that's what my roots are. Straight up just pick your man and get down. Place the bet and let's race. And that's what we gonna try to bring to more and more to the fans. But
all right, Biz, couldn't get boss, we'll call back. But Biz, before you get into the breaking news, I want everybody to know this too. I find out what the difference between a backhand Biz, I don't know if you know the difference, but I find out what the difference between a back half and a pro mod. A back half and a good pro mod, Biz. Do you know the difference between a back half and a good pro mod, Biz? If it is, let the world know right now.
Yeah, about a half a second. Half a second to a second.
Yeah, about a good 2 car lengths. That's the difference.
Yeah. Straight up gap.
Yeah. Listen, man, the Jucco car, and I got video that we'll put up, man. Man, they made some perfect passes, and they look real good. The Jucco car was in the house with Stevie Jackson, known as Stevie Fast, tuning on the car. Billy Stockton.
Oh, yeah? Omar,
Billy Stockton is the guy. If y'all don't know who Billy Stockton is, he's the guy at two on the world's fastest nitrous car at a 360 or whatever the world's fastest nitrous car is. Both of them were there to help the Jekyll car outrun a Tree Man.
Tree Man, yeah.
Yeah. And listen now, I want you to visualize this, right? Visualize this. Hold on, let me make sure. Is this Big Wayne?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Big Wayne, your mic is open. But listen to this now. I want you to picture this, Bill. Think about one of them snipers who use one of them 80 caliber guns that shoot about 2 miles down the road, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all day long, he's sitting there getting his aim. He make a couple test shots, you know, left work. One on the left side, one on the right side, and just as he know, right in the middle where he needs to be, right? Now, he been concentrating. He got a professional team with him. He done found this thing off. He's shooting 2 or 3 miles down the road, you know, through his scope. And he got T-Man lined up. He done did everything he did to make sure he on target. As he get ready to squeeze the trigger, he locked in on Tree Man. He locked in. He concentrated. He holds his breath. He ain't gonna move. He got everything just perfect. Everybody take a deep breath. As he slowly pulls this trigger, and the gun goes off and the bullet leaves, and it's honed in on Tree Man. I mean, it's traveling at subsonic speed. It's going right at Tree Man. Right at him. It's coming. It's coming. As it get close to Tree Man, guess what happened there? A guy named Bullet steps in front of Tree Man. and Lord have mercy, the he steps in front of T-Man, and the he decapitates the bullet car out of Mississippi. Man, I mean, when I'm talking about this, you know, I'm at home, dude. How far is it between me and you right now?
Well, Jay, I've been wanting to rob. That's pretty far.
So we were closer than the bullet car was to the high car when they went across the finish line.
Oh my goodness!
And the bullet car is a top sportsman car, beautiful car.
A slow pro.
I mean, yeah. And listen,
okay.
The money, I don't even want to tell you, the money was deep. The amount of money that was bet on that race was astronomical. And so the Jekyll car ended up, they had to get two suitcases to put all that money in. You know, but the man,
yeah.
but Jeff told, I wasn't shooting at you, man. Why did you step in the way? He didn't know. Well, he couldn't talk no more because his head was gone. So they had to talk to somebody else. You know, they talked to the family. And, you know, there was a whole lot of sympathetic people walking around there. And, I mean, boy, he should have stayed out of that. But so then, now that the Jekyll car had a war chest to bet, they started back keying in on that Tree Man car. And if y'all don't, we got the Tree Man car on good. We got the pictures of it on the good. John Ford's gonna make sure he put all that up. Some of them on Facebook. It's a beautiful car. There's not a more beautiful car in the country than that Tree Man car. It's a pro mod, you know. And so. Jekyll did not blink. His team, Stevie Fast, Billy Stockton, they cooled off and was back in the line waiting on T-Man. T-Man was a man of very few words, you know. Y'all that know King Arthur. Now, King Arthur talked he talked the horns off of several billy goats while we were there. So, you know, he talked now, but Tree Man stayed focused. Tree Man did not have a tuner there on the site. Tree Man was the pilot and, the tuner, you know. And they pulled in. They flipped the lane. Tree Man got the right lane. The Jekyll car got the left lane. And there is a difference between a pro mod and an extreme back end.
Yeah, it was different.
Both of them had the flames. We had to go down and put the wall out on both sides. So both of them had 12 feet of flame out both sides. And if y'all don't know the difference,
both of them made the trip, and there was no shaking of tires or nothing. It was just too clean.
No, man. The track was perfect. Now, you know, I'm sure if you ask Jekyll or not, he wished the track was a little better. but the track was perfect. And both of them made the trip, the flames out the whole time. If you go on the Grudge Inc. Facebook, there's one video, more will be coming up. DJ Madhouse has already put up one. If you type in DJ Madhouse, you'll see that race. And, a perfect race. Both guys did perfect, you know, one car. You see what the difference between the pro mod and in the back end, you know. And our good friend Doobie, put up a good fight. He came out with a couple of L's. But he had to step up in class. So nobody wanted to mess with him, so he stepped up in class. And, but he brought action. So, shout out, go to Doodoo. I got to go back to Boss Bynes, Boss Bynes had everybody walk. Everybody walk. Every time he walked by somebody, they raised their hands up in the air. You know, they didn't want no trouble. You know, I'm gonna try to get some of the local guys' names. Like I said, we had about a good 10 or 12 good races. And the Madisonville boys by far raced the most. Did the most grudge racing. I think they did about 6 races themselves. You know. And so, you know, that being said, Biz, now bring me up to speed, Biz, because I know you got breaking news. And what's going on, Biz? I mean, should I open up the mic first, or give you the chance
Let me go ahead and get a breaking news, because when you open up the mics, you know, you're gonna have a lot of people with some things to say. So. You know, by being a part of the
group. Wayne's mic, the only mics are open is mine, yours, and Wayne's.
Okay. You know, by us being part of Grudge, we're trying to be innovators and keep what we believe true to our heart alive, and that's Grudge Racing. And in the last couple months, I've been getting a lot of talk about the South and the North. You know, last week it came to the head that on our talk shows that, you know, guys in the Midwest are faster than the guys down South. The guys in the Midwest make more power than the guys down South. It's just that the South have more time to actually dial their cars in. So, you know, my mind got to thinking, And I said, we need to put something together that's going to settle this North versus the South. So this is what we came up with, Jay. We picked one team captain out of the South, and I spoke with him. His name is Tony Bynes, and I spoke to one team captain. Out of the North. And his name is Donye. So, we put 5 classes together, or 5 type of grudge cars, or grudge vehicles together, and we're going to do one shot, one kill. The team that wins the 3 out of 5 is going to get $5,000, or Donye is going to get $5,000. Or Tony Bynes going to get $5,000. Now, the categories are a stock suspension 28 car, a 29 car, a back half car, a big tire car, and a motorcycle. The South is bringing up at least those 5 cars. They're going to bring a 28 car, a 29, a back half, a big tire car, and a motorcycle. And whichever team, the North or the South, wins 3 out of those 5, gets $5,000. Now, each race, the 28 versus the 28, the North versus the South, they must bet at least $1,000. So this is not no match race, on the play, none of that. They're going to bet $1,000 or better. Now, this was brought to my attention by Donye. Donye said we must run at least $1,000 on each run. Now, we already got the 29 matchup. The 29 matchup is Donye Kahn versus Tony Bynes Rambo. I don't know if you guys don't know, Tony Bynes got Rambo back. And he called me at 12 o'clock in the morning last night, 12 or 12:30, and he said he woke up from a deep sweat and Donye was bent over. I don't know what that meant, but he had to run outside in his garage and make sure that Rambo was still there. Because he woke up in a deep sweat, and he called me at 12. About 12:20 last night. So we're going to push this race hard after Roy Jenk invades Miley, Michigan, which is May 3rd. But I did want to make the announcement so you guys can prepare that these five.
Can we get some booster calls in this?
They can bring, the North can bring whatever car they want, long as it fits the pipe. The South can bring any car they want, as long as it fits the type. I don't care if it's a nitrous car. I don't care if it's a boosted car, Zeus blower, whatever it is, it's got to sit on that tire. It's got to sit on that tire. And they understand. Those are the only rules, if tire size. And they must bet at least $1,000 per race. So this is going to be very interesting. Who's better, the North or the South? Now, if you're in the North and you feel that you have a fast 20, a back half, contact Donye. If Donye don't pick you,
hey,
if Donye don't pick you,
but Nick can say, it better not, if any 28 car try to get in other than him, he'll race him at Wayne's race to make sure that he's going to put the pot.
Well, I mean,
he said, you don't know of the 5,000, but nigga, it said of the 5,000, how much do he get?
Well, tell Bud Naked, contact Tony Bryan, and if I know Tony Bryan, he might get about 200. but tell Bud Naked, I don't think he gonna get the nod for the 28 car. I think a white Regal might get the Monte Carlo might get the nod for the 28 car.
We got something already. I tell you what you do. Book the white Regal against Bud Naked May 3rd, Miley, Michigan, and the winner will take that slot.
Hey, white Monte Carlo. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Tony gonna pick his car now. But nigga can call Tony if he want to be the 28th representative.
Can we put another team in? Should we want? We want an outlaw team. We want to put an outlaw team together. We gonna mix a few out of the Midwest and we're gonna get the rejects. We want to take the rejects out of the Midwest and the rejects out of the South. We're gonna whoop y'all ass now. Now that's what I put on tape.
Hey, Jay, I already got called out. Me and Dog will have our work cut out. Eyes out of Mississippi and already called me out with their 28 cop. So it's going to be some grudging. It's going to be some all-day grudging. We're going to grudge all day. So if you want to put that outlaw team together, bring them on. But I was so sick and tired of hearing about, you know, who's faster. I got my opinion. So we're going to, you know, it's just like basketball. We're going to sell it on the court. Or we're going to, football, we're going to sell it on the field. We're going to sell it at the track. In Onondaga, Michigan, on July 19th, we're going to settle who is going to carry the $5,000 home. I don't want to hear no more after that. I don't want to hear no more. So, you know, they got three out of the five races to win. If the South win, they get 5,000, they the fastest. If the North win, they get the 5,000, and they the fastest. So we're gonna settle this at the track. How you like that?
So, but what happens, Bid, if the motorcycle come out first, then the big tire car come, I mean, we ain't gonna see what three races did. The first man to get three gonna win. It's gonna be over with.
No. All five must race because you gotta realize, Jay, they may lose a $5,000, but what if the motorcycle race is a $10,000 race? So you're not just racing for the five. It's not a shootout. You're not just racing for the $5,000. Every race is $1,000 or more. And if I know the ones that's going to be in it, there's going to be – Donye and Tony Bynes, they're going to run for no $1,000. You can believe that.
Well, hold on. I got to see what Wick think about this. Hold on. Wick. Wait, did you hear this mess that Ben is trying to put together, man?
What's going on?
Listen, man, Wick, listen to this, man. I want to be the first one to tell you, man, that Biz, when it got called himself, got the top two teams in the country. He got Dunier out of the north, got Tony Bynes out of the south, and that overlooked the George Race of the Year, man. I mean, we need to put a protest together on this shit right now.
Hold on, Jay. Tony might pick. Might get Wick, Junior Cobb to be the 28 Cobb, or he might get Candy Cane to be the back half Cobb. So Wick is part of the South now.
But you know Wick don't run up under Tony Bynes, man. Tony Bynes has to run up under Wick, man. What you trying to say, man? Why is man trying to put you under Tony Bynes, man?
Man, ain't no Tony Bynes under me. Tony Bynes is my boy. That's my boy.
Something ain't right with this. This shit ain't right, man. This shit ain't right. I see a lot of bad coming.
Tony Bynes is my boy, man. I got Shut up, Trigger. I got Trigger sitting right here with me now.
What you trying to do, Jay? You trying to pit the soft? You trying to put the light skin against the dark skin now?
Yeah, I want to do it the way it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? I want to do it the way it's supposed to be done. Butt Naked said, what about Alabama versus all y'all ass?
You know what, Jay? We ain't got to worry about Alabama because only one of them going to go past Memphis. The rest of them, ain't, I don't think ever in their life been past Memphis with a race car. So what you going to do with Alabama? Only one went past Memphis with a race car is DJ Greg. Oh, Duck and the Law. DJ and Duck and the Law. Only one that went past Memphis with a race car.
Well, I know. I can feel an outlaw team coming together already. Cause see, y'all, we ain't gonna let Wick be disrespected and let Tony Bynes be over him. So that's one problem. We ain't gonna let Butt Naked take a second seat to no white, nothing white. Period. Okay, what you know? No white car. Period.
Hey man, you know,
DJ Grant, we ain't gonna let we're gonna put DJ Grant on a motorcycle. If he ain't got that nails, he be on a motorcycle.
DJ Grant can't get in sanction thing like that. You got five people that want DJ Grant. So with DJ Grant go past Indiana, he got five races as soon as he pull into the track. So he need to concentrate on Turbo GT, SVO, Boost 12. You see what Boost 12 did to him at Macon? He ain't recovered since.
I don't know. I got to see Wayne, you on the phone, man? Let me get, man. We're gonna throw a coup, man. Wayne, where you at, Wayne? I mean, we might need two outlaw teams.
We ain't co-mingling races now.
No, we don't want them scrubs that you done named. We're going to name one team the North, West, South, and the other name going to be the North, East, South. Then we're going to make two more teams. And man, we ain't setting that stuff. You talking, man.
Hey, man, you're going to have some bastard teams. They're going to be bastard.
I just know I just know it's going to be hard to put some of these folks together. But go ahead on, Biz. So then I'm going to open up a couple of these mics and see what these folks think about this stuff you're talking, man.
Yeah, I want you to try to get Boss on real quick because, you know, like I said, he woke me up at 12:30 at night last night dreaming and sweating Donye. So, you know, if you can try to get Boss back on, and then if you can't get him on, then we can open up some mics and see what the how the fans like that and ask the fans what they think the turnout's going to be, you know.
All right, we got a 773-7115. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Let me know who I'm talking to.
What's going on, Jay Barnes? Biz, this kid in Chicago, man.
What's up, kid?
What's up,
nothing
kid?
Much. Nothing much, Jay.
Kid.
Biz, what's
up? Kid,
yeah.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me your vote. Give me your vote, and I would expect nothing less than you to vote for the Outlaw team. Go ahead. Now, who do you think?
What, an Outlaw team?
I mean, you heard Ben's got Donye on one side and got
right.
Tony Bynes on another.
Tony Bynes on the other side, North versus the South. Now, you're trying to get a third team in there. Well, see, that's not going to pan out. You'd have to get
hold
a...
Hold on. Ben, how do I beat you, Mike? What did I hear? I'm going to mute his mic now. he ain't talking right. Go ahead, kid. I'm going
to
let you.
Donye could pick Wayne to be the 28 cop. He could pick Donye could pick the ugly Nova race engineering to be the back half cop. He could pick anybody in up north from
right.
St. Louis all the way up north. He could pick anybody he wants. As long as it's a grudge car. If it's
and what about SVO, man? We got you know, man. I don't think you want the North to win. What about SVO, man? What about SVO? You trying to eliminate SVO?
SVO got a whole new power plant. SVO is allowed to get in unless sometime this year they cut a clock off. But I know personally they got a whole new drivetrain. And they're changing the car all the way around. So the SVO can get in the 28 category because the combination has not cut on the clock. So the SVO is in as of right now. As of March 17th, the SVO is in. Hold on, Jake.
I'm just trying to figure out how this man is talking about Tony Bynes over the good race of the year. That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's the problem.
Yeah, that could be a poser problem.
Yeah, and we just said that Tony is his boy.
Right. Tony is under him.
Yeah.
Tony under who?
Which
should have been the team captain for the South?
Man, how can you, man? Wick, I think you need to throw a coup in this shit, man.
When I called Wick, they told me he was in the back blowing, so I couldn't get in touch with him.
Oh, he was out of commission.
Wick was out of commission when I tried to get in touch with him. So,
that sounds like a good idea, you know, the team. Team captain, you know, the team concept.
You know, all it is Tony Bynes get to pick which you know car represents, you know, the South. It ain't no big I's and little U's, you know. Hell.
Maybe they could get together and be a captain and co-captain or whatever.
Yeah, but who's gonna be the co-captain?
Oh, hell, let them flip a coin.
I can't get Boss.
Main reason I can't get Boss, so you know we're going to have trouble with this shit. that's the main reason. that's the main reason. Well, hold on, I got a 219. Where is 219 from?
That's Indiana.
219-5289. Hold on. 219-5258. 219-5258. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Leon Hill Terry.
That's
Terry 4018.
Yeah, I can. About 51, bud.
Hello,
yeah,
hello.
Who do we have the pleasure of talking to?
You're talking to Cole from Indiana.
It's okay. Cole. Cole, how you doing?
It is cold up this way.
So, what do you think about this stuff that Bill is talking?
I don't know. It's a good subject.
But, you know, but Cole, well, hold on, Cole. You're talking too much. Hold on. Let me go to another mic. Let somebody else say something, Cole. Let somebody else say something, Cole. All right, now, hold on. All right, 734-2900.
734-2900. What's up, fellas? What's
going on, Pete? Oh, shit, just calling in the show, support Red Jinx. I'm loving your guys' idea. This sounds like an awesome idea.
You like that?
I got a question about it, though.
Go ahead.
Come on with it.
You said the 28s had to be stock suspension.
Could
the 29 be anything?
Yeah, 29. You know what? I talk to the two captains. If they want a lot of 28s to be a lot of ball, back half, or full length, you know.
And then what I was wondering is, you guys always put a show on for the fans. I know your purpose always is for the fans and to put on a good show. What happens if, you know, Tony's a captain and Donnie's a captain, but let's say something happens to Rambo. Is he able, since he's the captain, if something happens before the race, you know, a week before something happens to the car, can he go get, you know, a car from Witt or someone from the South to replace that car so that way we still get the 5-on-5?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good thinking, Brian. Because, like you said, we got to put on the show, and you got to have
the fans
just want
to see some action.
Right, right.
And you know, the South has – it ain't no lie that the South – that whatever car they pick, the backup car ain't going to be any slower. I mean, that everyone knows that you guys don't play down there.
Well, I still think, Brian, you know, I'm thinking about throwing the crew. I think
I'm
going to
join the Outlaw team with Jay. I'm going to join the Outlaw team with Jay.
Now you're talking.
I'm going to slap a grudging sticker the size of my hood on the side of the car.
Now you're talking. We got to put an Outlaw team and we got to get both of their ass. I mean, I think if the Outlaw team wins, that we should get the 5,000 plus we should get an extra couple of thousand just because we were, you know, we weren't considered as the primary two teams.
I'm gonna make some grudging songs and the loser's got to run down the track for the month.
I think we need, you know, we will be having a meeting. Hey, listen, Outlaw team, I will be calling y'all so we can get this together. Everybody interested in getting the Outlaw team, so give them a call so we can put this thing. So we're gonna invade day and day. That's what. Yeah, we ain't gonna let that go like that. We ain't gonna let that go.
After May 3rd, Biz, you'll have some updates on it after May 3rd? You'll start having updates for it?
Yeah, after May 3rd, because what we want to do is after we just blast May 3rd, and after that I'm going to get the cars together, and so I can put the cars that's going to be there on a flyer, you know, the names and the cars that's going to be there on the flyer. But, you know, if y'all keep talking slick, you know, I just do an all Georgia team and an all Florida team, and y'all get an all Illinois, Indiana team, and an all Michigan team, you know, and see what we do. You know, now don't make me mad, don't make me mad, Jay.
Hey, you lucky you ain't put a small block nitrous in that class, because you can't find one to fuck with me still to this day.
Let me think about it. Small block nitrous. David Floyd might be ready real soon. That small block nitrous ain't it, Jake?
Shit.
Oh, no. That's
side.
That's
right.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Hey, 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 don't leave us small blocks out of this shit now.
Hey, hold on. One day before he called small block matches, Kyle? Jay?
Hell no.
No, back 2 years ago when you and Jimbo raced. That was the last time it was small block.
He got a small block on the east side.
Hold on. Bobby got a small block, right?
Bobby who?
Yeah, Robbie my foot. Y'all know Robbie who I'm talking about.
Oh, Big Ball?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's up for sale too.
Huh?
It's up for sale.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
And you ain't gonna get Big Ball to go after Brian.
No, I'm not, but I get him to go after Wayne. all I gotta do is tell Big Ball Wayne and Jimbo cousins.
Come on. I tell you what we do on that. On the small block.
Hey, that'll work too.
Listen, we already got on May the 3rd, the Giant Rancher and four other small blocks is invading Marlin and going to knock out Wayne and Jimbo and whoever else. We already got that set up. So we really need – that's gonna be something right there. The small blocks are already going to show up. The Georgia small blocks is going to show up in Marlin, Michigan. And the captain of the team is the Giant Rancher. He's bringing five small blocks. And,
I hope he's bringing one faster than Jolly Rancher.
Hey, Brian, didn't you offer Jolly Rancher the back tire?
I offered Jolly Rancher the back tire three times at Mike Hill's race, and he declined every time.
He bringing five. He bringing five and money. That's all I know.
When he gets close to May 3rd, I may lock in every small black car he brings.
Now that ain't not Jay. Now Jay, now that was gangster. That was gangster right there, Jay.
Hey Biz.
Yes,
Biz. Yes. This race you're putting together, is that gonna be limited to an eighth mile or out the back door? Which one?
We're gonna go out the back door as far as that track let us go.
Okay. All right.
As far as that track let us go, we're gonna run it.
It sounds like that track won't go for that, dude. But they're able to go as far as they can go.
As far as they can go. When that wind light come on, pull a shoe.
That
might be hey,
listen, man, y'all,
Chicago.
Would y'all please go on Facebook, man, and look at the John Ford put on my page. I don't know how they showed up on my page, so I guess he put them on my page. But the Madisonville boys in that small block, Madisonville boys. I'm telling you, them guys race. Brian, you don't want no Madisonville trouble.
Who is it?
They call it Madisonville boys. They out of Louisiana. I just want y'all to go on Facebook and check them out. Hit the like button.
I think I've seen
really,
some videos of them.
Yeah, they some good guys, man. I mean, they race.
Yeah.
They race. They try to make every kind of race they can. I mean, whatever, you know, fast or slow, it don't matter. They try to make it right. So, you know, a lot of props to them. And also, look at that, the photo that John got of that Jekyll car with about 5 feet of flame sticking outside of it, you know. Y'all need to check that out. But listen, let me ask Wayne one question. Wayne, come on, Wayne. I'm gonna put him on the hot spot.
What up?
Wayne.
Yes, sir.
I got
what
two
up?
Questions for you. I got two questions. Well, I got three questions. Three questions.
I might have three answers. Okay.
I want you to name the fastest small block boosted car. The fastest small block nitrous multi-carburetor car and the fastest single carburetor nitrous car. Name those three, according to what you know.
The fastest. Say one more. Say the first one, Jason.
The fastest small block booster car.
Are you saying nationwide?
In all America?
Huh? Yeah, in all America. America. Yeah.
Chemo. That was hey Jay, that was a joke. That's why they laughed,
okay.
Jay. Okay.
Last year, FBO. All right, FBO as the fastest small block. Now, what about the electric carburetor small block tankers, the fastest?
One carburetor or two carburetors, you said?
One carburetor, I mean, multi-carburetor.
Big ball factor.
And the single carburetor.
That was me.
Who?
Me.
Now everybody keep telling me. Let me. I gotta ask somebody else. They said Wayne didn't race last year. Ben, did Wayne race last year?
Yeah, Jay. That's the only time I ever seen a nicest car pull away from a booster car. I ain't never seen that in my life. I ain't never seen that in my life. A nicest car. Now, you know, when you get to like the 330, that's when the boost car kick in, you know. But I seen a nicest car pull away from a booster car.
Hey, do Wayne actually have one carburetor? He just say he got one carburetor.
He got one.
I need to see pictures. You know how Wayne, I need to see pictures.
Yeah, I want to see a picture.
Oh, yeah, I want to see pictures.
Okay.
I want to see pictures, Wayne.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it, goddammit.
Wayne.
I saw a nicest car pull away from a boost car yesterday, Biz.
Well, you see Wayne race on against Kimo on YouTube?
No, I saw Ricky Smith pull away from Troy Cocker.
Oh, I don't even know who them two guys is. They must be class racers.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Okay.
And name the top five. I got Theo Wayne because he got I'm trying to get in the pit of Brian Davis off. Wayne, name the top five nitrous car small blocks. The top five in the country.
Me, Brian Davis, Johnny Quick, Big Boy Factor, and Jolly Rancher.
So three out of Detroit. One out of Georgia.
Yep.
And one out of North Carolina. Hey, Jay, you better call Eyes out of Mississippi. I don't think you're going to like that.
I tell what y'all to do. I tell what I'm going to do. I tell what, you give.
The damn show ain't late from New York.
I'm going to leave him out of discussion. He likes to turn that clock on.
I thought Nate
bisexual. No, hell no. He's talking about small block Petey.
Yeah, it's orange drug car still.
Huh?
They still have the orange mini-me drug car.
I thought, they don't start a clock on with that one?
No, never.
No, it's a classic. Oh, okay. It's the other car.
Oh, okay. I thought that was an 8.5 car.
Okay, now, right now, I'm going to get some shit started here in a minute. What about, okay, with a new combination, SVO versus David Floyd.
David Floyd being already tested?
David Floyd, yeah, his star is already tested. David Floyd tested the hell out of his. He tested the hell out of
right.
his every day.
Exactly, he does. Next question.
I got
your phone's breaking up. I can't hear you.
I'm just saying, so y'all just really acknowledge that David Floyd would stub a mud hole in the ass of SVO. Y'all just said that.
I got one car that may come into. What is Baby Predator? Is that a small block or big block?
It's a big block.
Okay. All right. Carry on, Jay.
As a bad bitch, too.
The Baby Predator, that's a big block.
Yeah, a big block. A big block. They said that's a big block.
Is it faster than it is it faster? What is which powerhouse now? They say that the King Kong is gone. So what powerhouse is that? What is they flagship right now?
Hey, with my man Jay, $100,000. He want them problems.
All my shit fast. So you better look out for everything. King Kong is all. Oh, we turn all of them to King Kong now. Everything King Kong.
That Baby Predator car ain't no joke, Jay.
No, it ain't.
But nigga better watch out.
I have to agree with what Ben said earlier about Lethal Weapon. I don't know anyone in 28 slick in the country that's faster than him. I'll admit that for the South. We're fucking
so
that
have,
one.
So you
hey, we might as well just tell Lethal Weapon stay home. He got that one. Don't waste his gas money.
So you hear that, Jay? I don't think Jay want to hear that.
Good, because I ain't saying it again.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
We went to enemy territory this weekend. Went and broke bread with Brian Davis and our main man, Mr. Zimmer.
Yeah, but you had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
they had a blast, B.
Oh, yeah. It's always a blast when I'm around.
We spent the weekend in Michigan.
Hey, Biz, when you have this race, this is going to be the highlight of the race, but you'll still probably have some other guys from down south and north and still get some grudge action like the normal events?
Hey, I don't mean to break in, but I did just get a text. The number one stunner said if the Lethal Weapon and his car the same track, get down.
Ooh, shit. I know my man Johnny ain't gonna like that.
So, that's what he said. He said he ain't studying no damn Lethal Weapon. And I know Brad Nick is still the same
hey,
way.
A pair of lips to say anything and a pair of thumbs to type anything.
hey, homeboy, I hope you hear that. I hope you hear that.
I'm just keeping it 100 like you always say.
Oh, boy.
I say some shit sometimes that I didn't mean. I'll be honest. Does this talk show get you caught up? Is my man Witt still on the phone?
Who are they talking that junk, B? Talking about... with nigga Wick. What do you think?
Is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic open, DJ.
Hello. Is my motherfucking mic open?
Yeah.
Now hold on.
Yeah, your mic open, DJ.
my fucking lips, whatever the fuck I say, I'm gonna do. You ain't gotta worry about if I say something, if I'm gonna do it. Anybody know me if I say, listen, man, listen. I've already said it to him, and I'm saying it to you.
Don't let that commission come.
That's fine. That's fine. You bet how you want to bet. But don't ever say a pair of lips can say whatever they want to say when it comes to me.
You didn't pay any punk out last year?
Listen. None.
What punk I got to do with it? Who is it talking? Who is it?
Hey, punk out got to do with your mouth overriding your ass. That's what a punk out is.
Y'all both y'all got 28?
What's that?
Do what? We both what now?
Ain't both y'all on 28?
They both on 28. All three of them on 28.
I thought
Brian and DJ. You know what? Yeah, Brian on
28. Brian don't want these problems.
Hey.
You met, y'all know the movie?
Hey, Brian.
To check it
Brian better stay up there with the time and slow it, because he cutting down the time very fast down here. What time is it up there right now? I bet you we've got
I wouldn't even pick on Chucky. But he gets the goddamn way and gets ran the fuck over.
It's 9 o'clock now. Time it is up now.
Hey Chucky likes same, everything you guys are saying.
Missing the same time as Georgia and Alabama time.
It's not
Michigan
here.
Time. Michigan.
Yeah. Michigan is. Chicago ain't.
But let me tell you this. It's hotter down here than it is up there.
Yeah. I have to agree with you on that.
We some hot boy down here. Bleed that shit.
Well, I tell you what, we got some damn good conversation going on. Now, I'm gonna go back to. Let me get Brian into some trouble. Brian, you said you like Dallin Rancher or Wayne? Which one? Head up, eighth of my protein.
Wayne with face, and I bet on that.
Okay. Wayne, you with that? You with that, Wayne? Okay. Now I just want y'all to know his mic is not muted. I just want y'all to know.
That means yes, he's with it.
I don't know. I'm trying to see.
Hey.
So, go ahead, buddy.
I want to get back to Lethal Weapon and DJ Grant.
Get back to it. What you want to get back to it? That's
when
what
you guys
I already said.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Whenever me and him at the same track at the same time, he's got to travel. He's ready now. I'm not. But just as soon as I am and he's somewhere other than the House of Hook, it's going to go down.
What do you mean other than the House of Hook?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what
do
you say?
If I'm at the House of Hook, it can go down there.
I thought you said if we're on the same property anywhere other than the House of Hook.
No. Listen to me good. I said first, it don't matter where the fuck we at. If me and him on the same property, fuck him. You heard that, didn't you?
Oh, I heard it. I just want to see it.
What?
Hold on. I was blending me something. You said what? You said what? Did you say it or him?
Huh?
Did you say F him or F it?
Either one. Shit, fuck him, man.
No,
fuck
I like it. The him is more nasty. I like you to say him. It's more nasty.
Fuck him and his car. Fuck him. Me and him on the same property. Fuck him. Get down.
Hey, let me enlighten y'all on something. Everybody talking about this car and that car and this tie and this type of car and this and that. Let me tell you what they got going on now. Just as long as a man sit like you and he got an edge on you just a little bit, you want to cry about it. What I'm saying is my man Brian went over there and won the race. Now they crying, say he can't come back until he got stock-style tight front suspension. Not suspension, front end on the car. So we fixing that motherfucker match just for that. But we ain't saying nothing about them got carbon fiber bodies. They got them sit just like him, identical to him. But they got some fake tissues, goddamn stock style front end on their car. Ain't none of that shit really operational.
Hey,
but they want to take
it.
They want to talk about my man car. So
hey.
All right, we fixing it.
I say, and ain't nothing about your boy because I don't know what car it is, but I say that about all the cars in the shootouts. I don't care. Any rear suspension should go, but you should have stock style front suspension. That's just my opinion.
But that's true, Terry, when you put the rules out there.
Right.
But when somebody make a rule and say anything.
No, I know.
The rules did say stock style front suspension.
Oh, okay. I thought they said anything on 29s or anything on whatever.
It was any power add or any rear suspension
stock style front. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Since y'all so smart, what different is it if it's stock style type front suspension?
Because the stock style, you can only allow to kick your strut back so far.
Let me finish what I'm saying. You cut me off. Like I said, y'all too slow. What used to have a stock style front suspension in the bitch ain't operation?
Because it keeps
the tube chest. They want some stock style front frame rear. That's all they want. They ain't got to be operational. See what I'm saying? What difference does that make?
No. The stock style means in stock location. You can cut the strut tower out. The shock or the strut has to be in the same exact location. You can cut it out and put a round tube in it, but you cannot relocate the shock. Because if you relocate the shock, that means you can turn the strut back. You can get accurate a lot faster. You can change instant centers differently when you have stuff like that because of the way the strut sits. So it allows you to get more tunability out of the car.
Now, let me tell you something. Half the guys out there, they got trickery. That's not what it's about. You can take this motherfucking stock frame rail and put them around them balls and make it look like a stock-style front end, and it won't
be. Listen, ain't nobody fighting fair no more. Shit's fucking
No, ain't nobody fighting fair. When a man weigh goddamn 2,400 pounds and round two chancing with a fake tissue goddamn front stock front end, what the hell is that? That's damn cheap.
Well, I'm saying,
but ain't nobody crying about it.
A shootout is not grudge racing. A shootout,
it's sure not.
You know, they got all kinds of stipulations. That's what I mean. A shootout, it serves its purpose. You know, it brings action.
Right.
It's a shootout.
But when you get
rules,
in that shootout,
why,
you know the rules, so you can't bitch about them because you okay them to get into it.
Right. I mean, shootout's free. Right. I mean, a shootout got rules. Grudge
racing,
for sure. You stip what you stip. You know, grudge racing, you stip what you stip. So, if a man
and that goes
rules,
the same way for grudge racing. If I go and race someone, I get my ass blew out, I can't come back and say, oh, he had a bigger tire. I okayed
right,
it.
Exactly.
That's not an excuse.
Exactly. Should be no conversation about it. They're just, AL, keep moving.
Yep.
But see, the rules is bullshit because they keep changing the rules anyway. 2 years ago, it was
but
now it got down 28
that's,
or even 29.
That's why the shootouts are called shootouts. That's why they don't rank like a grudge race ranks.
Right.
That's the whole reason why you don't get shootout of the year.
And that's why you don't have a grudge event that's a shootout only. You have it for the fans that helps. It's guaranteed action, and then we always still got the grudge.
And listen, Chucky, I didn't never get a report. How did you do in the grudge racing arena? When you came down to Mike Hill's race, how did you fare out? I know you had two or three people to bag out on you. So, as it relates to grudge racing, I hadn't heard anything. Did you kick everybody's ass?
No, I don't say I kicked any ass. I knew what I had to do, and I was happy with what I did. I tried to get a couple locked in races. I tried getting down with Jolly Rancher. He said no, and I don't push on people. When they say no, I leave it alone. And then at that time, the shootout started, so I said, fuck it, I entered the shootout. I beat two cars, I don't know who their names were, and then I lost to the Fulton boys.
The Fulton boys, they run a small block or big block?
Big block. Yeah, okay. I went to the final eight out of like 34, 35.
Yeah. Did you whoop
in
it
what clay? On a 28?
Yeah, I was on a true 28, no bars, small block, nitrous car. That is a true 28-10-5, no W.
Did you
The difference doesn't make whether it's a W or not. And
you
wouldn't ask, man. Because
you asked. That's the difference. You asked.
Well, I'm just telling you, y'all keep thinking about that 29 time. I mean, that 28 time. No W. Hey, a 29. 28
W is wider. Yeah, you have a bigger footprint.
Yeah, but do you hear anybody say anything about that 29 like that? They don't say a 29 S. They said 29, because most of them got W's and 11.5.
Shit, they make it 13.5 now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They run them. I beat one like that with a 29 11.5, and I was on 28. Then he was a chassis car.
Brian, did you whoop in the big blocks?
Most cars I raced were big blocks.
You should have gave me their name so I could call them, Brian.
I don't know them. I've never seen the cars before.
Hello.
I told the Fulton boys I don't have a problem running that race back either.
Hello.
So check it like the rim big block then, huh? You ever seen that? You ever seen your movie? When Chucky said, this the end, they said, this is the end. I thought we were friends to the end. This is the end, friend. bring your ass down.
And I was trying to engage. I was locked in with Witt and Kong Jr., and then Tony Bynum was supposed to bring any small black nature's car he wanted, and some things fell through with the both of them, so it didn't happen. But
yeah,
I was just looking to engage. I was driving down there. I was wanting to get some action.
You did good, Brian. That's what good racing is supposed to do. Try to race.
Yeah, I get that, Chuck. You will engage your race. I do like that about you.
I'm glad you said you like running big blocks, Chuck. I'm glad you said that. I heard
it. I heard it too, Wick. I heard him. That's when I said something to him.
Yeah.
He ain't ran the right big block yet. That is.
But that's all I got is big blocks. I got
hey,
big
I was
blocks,
at the track 2 weeks ago. Everyone's got a car in the trailer. They could have brought their car rather than talking about it on the phone.
Ooh. Yeah. Some you can make it, some you can't, you know. We're going to see how many of them you make it to, man. You done made it to one. It's a whole, we got goddamn 10 more to go.
Oh, you ain't lying about that.
Hey, well, Brian, we're running a big block, but let me tell you this. I tell you, why in the hell is Brian all down here in Georgia when Johnny Quick is right there across the river from him?
Did you come out this week, Brian?
What's that? What?
You coming out this week? This weekend?
No. Nope.
What about next weekend?
I ain't coming back down there for a minute.
Oh.
I told you that one. When we locked in for Mike's race, I told you that Mike's race was the last one and we would do a get-back race when you come up here.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only one that works with my company, so when I leave, there's no work, so I got to come back and recoup all my traveling expenses.
Right.
I'm not
rich like everybody
else.
Well, I'll be up there. Well, you know, that's how I get my money racing.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm going to need you to race a little more because I you know.
Am I still going to get a race with the Predator at some point in time?
Yeah, we probably run you with the Predator, yeah.
I said it earlier. I think girl dresses, you got a trick up these motherfuckers' sleeves out here. Everybody got them jumping on that goddamn Predator. I just got a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm only jumping on it because I've been wanting to race it for a year and a half. The last time I asked Witt to race, he said he wanted to race me with Kong Jr., and I said, okay, there's no fuss about it. I told him as long as I'm 28, I didn't care.
I wasn't really referring to you. I've been referring to a lot of people. Always throw out the present. They want the present. I believe Witt got some up his sleeve this year on with that present car. That's my prediction.
I wouldn't think that Witt would bring the same car out the following year and go slower.
What you say,
I said I would never think that Witt would bring a car out
no,
the
no,
same
no.
car
I,
the following year
Witt,
and go slower.
I thought Witt was saying that. You say something to me, Witt?
No, that was me. What's happening, DJ?
Oh, hey kid.
Nobody ever answered my question. Why is Brian Davis way down in Georgia and the Mexicana the executioner and the damn Johnny Quick is right there in the same damn, you know, right there with the arm reach. Can I come and see that race? I want to see you run those two cars.
When you said we were going to Michigan, Jake, when the race is in Michigan?
May the 3rd.
May 3rd.
Wayne don't get scared. Yeah, when Wayne don't get scared because Johnny Rancher coming for his ass.
I might go see about the goddamn chicken.
Hey,
check a little loose at the lip. He out of pocket. We got to tighten his ass up.
No, it's all good. I like Chuck's attitude. I Chuck your go. So I ain't got nothing against what he's saying.
Chuck, I want to say something to that. But you know, I really should have said because I couldn't make the race. But Chuck, I ain't gonna lie though.
Yeah,
to be honest to me now, it's my opinion now. My opinion, Chuck. It seems like when me and Tony Bynes unlocked that race, your conversation and on the show got a little happier.
I don't think you wanna go and talk about the unlocking into that race.
Yeah.
I had $1,500 locked in and guess how much I collected? If we want to bring it up.
$250?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's rough there, buddy. That's rough. That's why I told y'all about that locking, but I would have made it if I could have grind. I mean, I won't change, you know.
I didn't doubt it. I knew that when you couldn't make it, that it was the legitimate reason. And I didn't harp about it. It was end of story.
I'll be up there May 3rd. I'll be up there May 3rd. In Maryland, you know, we're going to Detroit May 3rd. I mean, Michigan, Maryland, Michigan. Yeah,
we'll call in the week before, and then that way we can make sure everyone's got oil pressure. Like you said before, you ain't even got locked nothing in with me. We could talk about it and get something set up.
I'm bringing some surprises up there, so I ain't going to be able to lock nothing in. But I'm going to run you, Big Wayne, Johnny Quick, because I hear his name come through all the time, Dunye, because he wants some get back in his area, so I got to run Dunye. So that's about it right there. I'm going to try you, Johnny Quick, Wayne, and Dunye.
That's a big plate right there.
Well, I'm going to probably bring like three cars. So I'm going to run you with Junior. I'm going to run Johnny Quick with probably Junior. And probably run Dunye with Candy Cane.
What's the other car you're bringing? You said three.
I'm a bet with Dunye.
I'm gonna run Wayne with Predator.
Damn, that means you ain't got no respect for Wayne.
Yeah, I'm gonna take shit of Wayne. I'm gonna take the street car and run Wayne. Yeah, I'm gonna take the street car and run Wayne. We're gonna take that motherfucking candy cane and run Dunye.
Hey, with that being said right now, I'm going to tell y'all something about the game. We all talk shit on their phone to each other, but racing is racing, and, you know, you get to meet a lot of people. That Wick called me and said, "But Nick, we got a car out here. We heard you need some parts." Him and Mark gave me a goddamn car. I drove all the way to goddamn Memphis. I left at 12 o'clock yesterday. At lunchtime, I got back this morning at 5:15 in the morning. Joe gave me a whole fucking car. He even had a roll cage in it. Everything. They gave me a whole car to get what I need off of it. I appreciate that with them all. Y'all boy looking out for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I gave you that car. Now, you know I tricked you a little bit. I got some iron, big old iron and shit stuffed off in them corners now. And your shit going to be going down the track. Walk side. You going to look like Tony Bynes got them going down the track. No, I'm just fucking with you. But, nah, we try to help the person that we can. But nigga did drive down here and get the car, you know, and stuff. But, like I said, we hope you get your car back together and be able to go racing because, you know, we like you.
I appreciate it, but, boy, I'm going to tell you something. I never come that far again. Man, that's a long goddamn ride. I went through so many mountains and hills and valleys and swamps and goddamn. I went on a goddamn dirt road with them with fucking rebel flags up and down that motherfucker. I'm like, where in the fuck am I?
If you think that was long, wait till you go up to Michigan.
Yeah.
I never ever seen a road that it was dirt in the beginning, then it turned to asphalt, then it turned to all concrete, and then I'm like, what kind of fucking road it did? Ain't never but bushes on both sides.
You must have took a single route.
Get off 78 and go around, and we ride beside the interstate. I never understood that. We ride beside the interstate, then we go up under the interstate and come around and get back on the interstate. But I see what it was. It wasn't, I don't know. I never understood that. But it was some more car behind me from Texas and Tennessee. They were coming down that same road I was going down.
Oh, y'all took the scenic route.
I want to say what you just said, but now, I mean, I want to, spend a, you know, that was big of Whit to do what he did because a lot of people say what they'll do. But, Whit and Mark, them, I mean, 901 seem to actually really do something like that, what they did. I mean, props out, to the 901. That was real big of y'all, Whit.
That's why I say come and have a spring wheel come back around. I did the same thing, when Clark was part of the Grudge Inc. family. He helped them out, and I helped Drag out when Drag was in need, I help everybody that I can. If I see you need it, I ain't got to ask you if you want it. I'm going to bring it to you.
We all can be in each other. Ain't nothing personal.
It is what it is. I like to thank him. I appreciate it. Wayne called me up, said he going to send me something, too, so to go on my car and everything. Hey, I appreciate everything, anything they give me. Hey, it's hard been in the mud back, boy. I was going to sit down for a while because I don't spin out. All that stuff I done bought to go with the car and in the car. I ain't busting a grape. But when they gave me that car, that was that statement there. He had a bumper that I need, both quarter pounder, both tail light, Hey, I need the molding around the window in the back. So, hey, that saved me a lot there.
All you need now is a motor.
Oh, man.
We don't need no motor on Ray.
Yeah.
I don't need no motor. DJ gonna get mine back when he get through.
Yeah.
DJ borrowed mine. I'm gonna get it back. DJ,
that's the rumor, ain't it?
That's the rumor that you got my motor now. Oh yeah.
I don't like to say it's a new day, bro. It's a new day.
What's happening, Butt Naked?
What's going on? Doing all right?
Not much.
I'm still tired, boy. I'm telling you, I got home at 5:15, had to get up at 6 and get the kids up. I laid back down. I got right back up at 9:30 and had to get up, get in the shower, and get out going to go to work.
Oh, you must have took the scenic route.
No, it wasn't no scenic route. For some reason, when we went up under the interstate, up under 78, I meant, it wasn't no exit to get off. But I don't understand why it took me around that way. And then we rode about, I'd say about 20 minutes down the road. Then it took me back across and put me on another little road. I guess because they were working on the other road. Part of that road, they don't shut down. And they don't dug it up.
Oh, yeah, you came through that where they had shut down there, but, nigga, that's probably where you came through.
Yeah, that's why I came in.
We come that way all the time. I didn't understand what you were saying. I didn't know. It's a straight shot. It's a straight shot.
But I don't understand that part, but all the other cars kept straight. But me and about 8-9 more cars, they had GPS too. Had GPS shot around that way. With them goddamn trailers and horses and cows and them but damn rebel flags. I'm like, what the fuck is this down to here? You couldn't go with 25. My pistol falling all up under the seat. I couldn't reach it. You got them trailer seats in them roof. They bounce up and down off of air. Like, what the hell? They rolls so rocket.
Might have been sending you to a Klan convention.
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Nah, he all right, man. It's just, but nigga just paranoid, shaky motherfucker. Just like he is in the track. Motherfucker throwed up, said he pulled my name and goddamn making the motherfucker throwed up. But, like I said, I'm glad you was able to use the motherfucking car. And, hurry up and get that motherfucker back together, because you on my motherfucking hit list. You ain't on the...
Wait, let me tell you something.
You on my hit list.
When I got it to the shop, I backed in and took it off the trailer. I looked at it, I said, I'm finna paint the customer car right quick. I got in there, I sat down, I said, shit, fuck it, I'm finna work on this car. I broke that car down already just about. And I had my car together by the end of the week, hopefully, Lord willing. By Sunday, I'll be through with that motherfucker. I'm gonna put both quarter panels on and the back bumper, the tail light. I'll be gonna put the suspension back up on it. All thing I do now is get everything, all the other stuff I gotta buy and get it together and put it on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm ready to knock your ass off.
Yeah. If they got everything in stock, I ain't checked it yet. I got to get a rim, two struts.
Yeah, you know they got that AutoZone shit you got on there in stock.
Some Red Riders.
Yeah, I hope they do got it. I hope they do got it. I hope I ain't got to get no spender. I don't know about that. Little control on. I got to get a lot of stuff.
What you got on that motherfucker? Some QA1s or something?
Yeah, I got QA1s. Ain't no secret.
Them cheap motherfuckers. You ain't got Santec on that thing?
That go to show. That go to show. Got
yeah,
my
yeah,
all-star.
Yeah, but Nick, you're going to have to go Santec at least.
I ain't got no sense until they go to show you, goddamn it. All-star work like goddamn nothing. Everybody keep talking about them Santa. My shit work.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell them about fans.
Always room for improvement, buddy.
It might be. I know they talking about them shots, some kind of shot the other day. Y'all think I'm going to pay $5,000 for them damn shots they talking about?
$5,000
for some
shop. You ain't got to spend that much.
Hell no.
You ain't got to spend that much. But you got something, you can spend as much as you want to spend on any goddamn thing, any component on them cars, man.
That joker told me $5,000 for them shop. I said, man, you crazy as hell. If I put $5,000 for some shop, here come Moses on the goddamn speed. Not me. Hell no. I ain't doing that. I might buy some more shop. But I ain't really going to buy
one. If you got QA1, you definitely need to buy some.
I got QA1 all the way around, front and back. Everybody said they have a problem with it.
There's something else you can do. I'll tell you what you got the phone. I'll call you.
Oh, yeah. But the shot do make a difference. I ain't no fool. I know that. I've been around the game long time.
Hey, man. Long time. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised. Shit got to be straight in 2014, but it can't come out there. They used to call me the hooking and bucking man.
Hooking and bucking. Yeah, remember that back in the day?
Hooking and bucking. You know what? Ain't no more hooking and bucking, brother.
Oh, yeah. But I have seen some of the tuners in the chat build a corner. This you ain't got this, you ain't got that. No, I don't got this, I ain't got that.
Nah, man, don't get me wrong. I mean, just like how fast you was going with the shit you had on there. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't believe you go that fast with just this.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I ain't gonna lie to you. That hell, I had QA1s on mine.
Hell yeah.
On the back, I had something different in the front.
I had QA1 all the way around.
I ain't
having
the front. That's a little
better
in the front.
Oh, yeah. Mine work. You ain't never seen my car really just stand up. And all that down.
It ain't so much that. It's just the tunability of something. Man, it's a lot more to it than just make, you know, the car to stand. I mean, like I said, if you're working for you, you got that big ass hog up front. It's hard
to
get that big motherfucker
to
come up anyway here.
I ain't going to tell that like when we went to goddamn Montgomery before we wrecked. The very first time, that bitch told the tire got down way high. I said, what the fuck wrong with this car? It ain't never did that. What the hell? Came back around, changed up there. He spent and went to the left. Came back around. That bitch went straight to hell when the sun went down. Man, that motherfucker laid it down.
2014 gonna be a tuna race.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be a tuner's race. Everybody got damn horsepower. Everybody got a bunch of power and good shit. It's gonna be a tuner's race.
Hey, tell you something, DJ. They talk a lot of junk, but we hit that wall like that at 3:30 when that water came up through that track. That sounds like just died. We hit the wall, went in the other lane, hit that wall, came back across, turned the bulb on, and went back in the other lane again and went faster than 90% of these motherfuckers out here on 28th and 29th. That motherfucker working now.
That butt nigga is a bad man. Hey, y'all give me 1 second.
That's no
lie.
I
don't know if y'all heard or not. Pro-Stock had a tremendous show this evening. If y'all can, go back and listen to it. But I did get him on because I was confused. Let me welcome to the show, Pro Stocker Joe. Pro Stocker, how you doing?
I'm fine. Bro, how are you doing this evening, man? I definitely appreciate you for having me on here. We started that. We had a real good conversation tonight, and I think it's worth.
What?
Baby. Okay, who got that
big
cat tonight? That you,
butt
nigga?
That butt
nigga?
Yeah, that me. Let me mute my mic. Let me mute my mic.
Daddy daycare. Daddy daycare.
Don't hate Pro Stocker because your men's ain't marching. Well, mine still marching.
Talk about that. That motherfucker. Them jokers are laid down and put up their arms. I'm glad they ain't marching no more.
I'm going on mute.
Hey, congratulations on Daddy daycare, butt nigga, and all you fathers out there. Congratulations. My man Greg from Mississippi, the little Greg. All right, but listen, tonight we had a really good topic. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and the friend of mine told me that he had a racer tell him, if you want me to come to your show, you have to pay me, right? And then further on in the conversation, this same racer said, I will go to a track on Monday. Now, again, I know no tracks are open on Monday, but the reason I say Monday is because, put that back on, because I don't want anybody to think I'm directing this to them. So when I say Monday, I mean any weeknight that I'm talking about, any weeknight. So when I say Monday, you know what I mean. We're going to use the word Monday. So now the question is, why? When you go to that track on Monday night, you are helping that man make money. Now, they said, well, because you advertise on Saturday, because, you know, it's the promoter on Saturday and it's the track owner on Monday. So my question is to all of you, what's the difference between the track owner and the promoter? Both these guys are trying to make money. Okay? So, and... there's an expense to go to the track.
Yeah.
Well, wherever track you go to, you're going to make, there's going to be an expense for you wherever you go. And especially if you're going long distance, like I had two guys on the phone yesterday. One guy was in Texas, one guy's in South Carolina. They said Louisiana was the middle part or wherever the middle part was. They said, let's meet halfway. Both those guys are going to have to pay to get to that track. And we all know grudge racing. If you, we all know street racing and grudge racing. Grudge racing is self-promotion. You ever been to a street race, right, that had 1,000 or more people at it? Everybody on this phone, you ever been there? Of course, we all have. And why is that? Because as soon as Big Racer A and Big Racer B lock in, what happens? The phones start ringing. Yo, you heard about the big race. Yo, you heard about the big race. Yo, you heard about the big race. Now, all these people are going to the track. That man is collecting money at the gate. These racers, and I'm not saying all racers, certain racers, they have no problem going to the track on Monday night. Now, a regular Monday night, that man might have 100, 150 people at the track. But on this particular Monday, because there's a big race at the track, that man is going to have 500, 800, 1,000 people. And the big racer has no problem helping that man make all this money. He has no expectation of any of that money. He's not going to make a phone call and say, put my name at the gate. He's not going to say, how much money are you going to give me because now I have people coming to your event to see me race. But fast forward, here we go on Saturday. This racer, oh, I'm not coming to help you make no money. You're going to make money off of me. You are going to make money off of me. Even though on Saturday, I'm the promoter, I'm going to make sure that if your guy that you're coming to race, if he breaks down, I'm going to make sure there's somebody else for you to race. I'm going to make sure that you as a grudge racer are the most respected person on the property. Anybody else that's racing, when it's time for you to race, all action stops. You get utmost respect. You're a grudge racer. This is a grudge fest. This is a grudge event. So now my question to the grudge race world is, why is it okay, why do certain racers have an objection to the business of grudge racing? Why do they say it's okay to help the man on Monday make money and not the man on Saturday? What's the difference between those two men, and why is that the case?
The problem is, I think, Pro Stock, it's kind of what you already kind of hit on. People are so worried about somebody else making money, but what they don't realize is what a promoter has to do to put on a show for these fans. They're taking one a hell of a risk. The biggest risk is hoping that they're going to have a clear day. You know, you spend all this money for a racetrack promotion and all these things, and you might get rained out.
This is true. But, that happened to me twice last year.
You know, I don't understand things of that nature, and that, you know, especially if you already said that you want to race and you already made it public that you want to lock this man in. I mean, it could be another thing. It could be somebody wiggling out. You know, but a lot of times, you know, it could use that as a scapegoat. I ain't going to let you make no money off of me. That's bullshit.
But wait a minute. Here's the problem, though. I don't have a problem if the man is equal. If the man tells everybody, including the man on Monday, I'm not going to come to your track and race unless you're paying me. If that man says that, I don't have a problem with that man. If he tells that man on Monday the same thing. But the problem I got is the man on Monday, who owns the track, or more than likely, who don't take no risk, kind of, you know, I mean, not the same risk as the promoter, but I'm saying the man on Monday, you will let him make money freely. You'll gladly let him make money. You have no expectation, no strings attached. I'm coming to your event to race. I'm going to make you lots of money, and I'm going to smile about it. But now the guy on Saturday, I got to tax you. What's the difference?
Let me make it. I'm trying to make sure I understand it, too. Now, I'm saying, and listen, Bonnie at Up City, me and her good friends, we were doing some races together, but I got to use her. I got to use somebody as an example. So I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, Postdoc. I have had the case that people who go to Bonnie's track on a regular basis, and they go up there and they race. But now, I have been confronted with, this is something I'm working on right now, I'm trying to do a race at Hub City, and her same people that support her every week, that I said, now that it's a Grudge Inc. event coming, and I got 10 calls to say they only coming if they're getting paid. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, they will lock in a big grudge race and go there on Monday night or Tuesday night or whatever night they're open. Now, understand, somebody is standing at the gate, and they are collecting money.
Right.
They're collecting money. And this racer has no expectation of getting paid, of getting any of that money. They don't even ask for any. They don't change words about it. Their name is not at the gate. They get shown no special privileges, no special respect, nothing. Yet, fast forward to Saturday. Oh, I got to have some money to come in there now. Why? What's the difference?
Well, I got that going on right now. I'm trying to book a race in the Hub City. And the local racers, and y'all, if y'all remember, you know, I told I was saying about going to Milan to do some racing, and Kimo wanted to charge me to go to a place he would normally go. So I would like to know, you know, what is the issue? I mean, why is that so? You know, help me understand it. Go ahead, Pro Soccer, I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you. I want to
know. I'm gonna say this. Most good promoters are trying to do two things. One is, you know, they're trying to put on a good race and put on a show for the fans, and they're trying to make some money. They're not doing this for free.
It's not a bad thing.
It's definitely not a bad thing because you're creating an event that, you know, normally going to bring out some growers races and bring out some people that normally probably wouldn't come from this side or that side, and so the fans can see some action. I mean, we get races. I've seen big shows and be no races. Bottom line is, you know, we got to stop all this negative bullshit. And if so many people think that somebody's making money, won't they throw a damn race they sell? And see how hard it is. This shit is not easy. I can't focus on doing more than one race myself here. Yeah.
DJ, let me stop you. That's not really the issue about, okay, the promoter, let's not minimize it. Okay, the promoter is making some money. How much doesn't matter. The promoter is making some money.
So is
the track owner.
Exactly.
So is the track owner. So, but the question
DJ,
is, why is it that you try to tax the promoter, yet freely allow the track owner to make all the money they can? We know that grudge needs no advertising. Everybody's been to a grudge race on the street and seen 1,000 or more people. Everybody's been to a track on a weekday night where you normally have 100 to 150 people, and now you've got 500 or 1,000 people on a weekday night because there's this big grudge race going off.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says a word to the track owner to say, I need some. And again, believe me, we're not bashing track owners. We love track owners. Believe me, we need tracks to stay open so that we can come there on Saturday. We don't run tracks, we don't own tracks, but we need them to stay in business. So we definitely support tracks Monday through Sunday. We support the track owners. We're just talking about the double standard. We're talking about the implicit bias in that you'll go to the track freely, gladly, with a smile. Those, I just threw a jab for those of you that caught it, and that's fine Monday through Friday or Sunday through Friday. But let Saturday come around. Now you want to put taxes out there. Now you got to be paid to go to a place that you go during the week that you help throughout the week all the time. Why is that? Why is it that the guy on Saturday can't make any money and the guy on Monday can? Why is that not okay for a promoter to make money and you feel like you're due some of it? You're helping the guy on Monday. Whenever you say, if DJ Grant and Pro Stock Joe lock in a race for Monday night, well, goddamn it, the word is going to get around. A lot of people are going to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if DJ Grant and Pro Stock Joe lock in on Saturday, the word is going to get around. A lot of people are going to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference? Is it pocket watching? Is it a matter of crabs in the bucket?
I got one other question I'm trying to figure out also. Are we talking about people that are frequently considered their home track already anyway also, or no? Or in their area, you know, like it ain't no big time travel for them to go to something as a track that they frequent most, you know, all the time?
It doesn't matter. Dave gave the example that a guy's regular home track, he's doing a show, but the guy says, I must get paid in order to come to this show.
Hey, man, y'all tiptoeing around the answer, man. Quit tiptoeing around the god doggone answer and tell it what it is. If I ain't making no money, I don't want you to make no money. It's that plain and simple. If you gonna stand to make $10,000, cut me in or cut it out. That's my mentality. If you gonna make some money, I'm going to make some money off. You ain't going to make no money off me. I got to make some money if you're going to make some money. That's what it boiled down
to. That's
kind of
what and this is something I said before. Everybody got to stop thinking that they bigger than the game. I mean, ain't no one, of course, we got people that we can, that we like to see and this and that, but we all, ain't no one person or no one team is bigger than this whole game. They just cut out the bullshit.
I just unmuted my mic. I'm probably gonna have a little. I'm probably gonna have a little background though. I'm in my ruck. I'm gonna tell y'all straight from the fucking hips, from the hip. Y'all wanna know the truth? I'm gonna tell the goddamn truth. I'm a country boy. I'm gonna tell you just like the fuck it is. Black man, I wanna see another black man make no goddamn dollar like that. But majority of us don't.
Yeah.
And they feel like you getting ahead of them. You doing this. But you came up with the idea to be a promoter and to put on races, and they didn't. They can't stand that. And then they feel like if they was to try it, they're scared to try it because they're scared they might fail. And that's just the bottom line. It's just like in my business. I had a lady the other day tell me she'd rather go. This is exactly what she said. I should have took my car to the white man. I said, well, you had to pay him that deduction that you don't want to pay me. Well, I have no problem with it. But why the fuck you asking me for the $500 back then? Come on. It is what it is. That we crabs in a bucket. It's just the mentality that a lot of us have. All of us is not like that, but majority of us is like that.
So you're saying that certain people don't want to see you do better than them. They don't want to help you get ahead.
Whether they're a racer or whether they're a fan, they don't want to help you no kind of way. They rather see you fall. That's the way it is. It like that in everyday business with me, and everyday business with other minorities that I know.
Did you say the lady told you she would rather take a car to the white man?
She said she should have taken it to the white man.
He was going to charge the deductible, but she wanted you to give it back to her. So what I'm hearing is there's an expectation that black people want the hookup.
Exactly. That's it. That's enough said. That's it right there. Hey, you hit the nail on the head like the old folks say.
We need to cut out the madness, cut out the bullshit.
But that ain't gonna bred into a lot of motherfuckers, DJ. That ain't gonna be cut out. That bred into a man to be that way. A man ain't just born and come out like that. That shit bred into him.
I mean, we see it now our way, but nigga, people come for nothing.
Then you know, let me tell you something else. I'm going to say it like this. These motherfuckers won't come to me, most of them, because they feel like they helping me race. I don't heard them say it before. We're not going to him. We've never him pick no red car, buy no red car. I heard somebody say that. I told the motherfucker one night, I said, bitch, what I paint, one car, a 10 car, a nail car, I'm still going to do numbers. Believe that. Believe that. I told them just like that right there. They might not come to me if they feel like they have to get my red car together. But my shop money ain't got nothing to do with this money over here. I be trying to tell them that. But they feel like they have to be raised.
They said they're not going to come to you to give you the job because they're helping you get your race car together?
They're helping you race.
Wow.
Exactly. Y'all don't know half the shit I go through over here, man. Sometimes I tell my guys, we have went 2 months without no work. I'm not finna fix a motherfucker car, leave my house, put gas in, fix a motherfucker car for nothing, and then still be hungry and tired and ain't got no money. I'm not gonna do that. I'd rather stay at home. I'd rather sit in the shop and look at the goddamn wall before I fix your car for free. I'm not gonna do that. The estimate say $5,000. You wanna give me $2,000? Better go on down the street, homie. I ain't playing that. There's a lot of that going on, dog. There's a lot of us cutting each other's throat. Well, I mean, there's a lot of them doing that. I'm not going to do it. I might help you pay your deductible. I might do that. I might help you pay it. But I ain't going to give you no money back. I'm not doing that. I ain't let you try to take me to Coke car to give you no money back. I can give it. Let's go. I'm ready.
Good.
Yeah. I'll be surprised. It ain't just about racing. It's life in general, how a man do.
Don't no good deed go unpunished.
Better believe it.
So why is it, so okay, all right, guys, so I,
I think we hit on something. And again, for those white folks in the audience, I mean, again, this is not a racial topic.
No.
What we're just trying to do
no,
is examine.
No, no,
just,
no,
no, hold
tell,
on.
Let me tell you,
hold
Joe.
On.
Let me tell you this, Joe.
I'm just, I got white customers too.
They don't do that. They don't do nothing that the black customers are doing. They'll pay it up front sometimes. And half of the time, they'll tip me. I had a man the other day. He said, he paid his bill. I said, well, I got to give you a chain back. He said, don't worry about no chain. No more his chain for the man. His chain for the man, $90. He gave me a $90 tip.
Okay, good deal on that. Good deal on that. Now, okay, we're not, this is not an indictment of all black people. That's first of all, let's say that. Okay?
Exactly.
Because when we started the conversation, we said certain races.
Yeah.
But, okay, now let's move to the solution segment of this ideal, because I believe we're all on the same page at this point, that it's something that's bred into us.
I get that. Let me mute. I'm rounding it.
No problem. Maybe it's something that's bred into us and something that we need to examine, because it's always been, I used to be a motivational speaker, and when I was always telling my clients, you can't fix what you don't know or won't admit it's broke. Now, if we got to understand, we got to do self-examination. And again, we're trying to make the grudge game better. Okay, we're trying to build the grudge game up. We're trying to make more action, bring more fans, pass the game on, the legacy on to the next generation of racers, and we're trying to make it all good. You know, we're trying to pump money back into the grudge game as a grudge promoter. That's something that I do and the NGRA does. And again, every time you see these shows giving away $3,000, $5,000, you know, we give certain racers these kinds of money. We all pump money back into the grudge game. So we're supporting the game, and, you know, these prizes we give to the fans, you know, we're making sure that we show the fans that we appreciate them. So at the end of the day, let's get to the solution part of this conversation. You know, and again, it won't be an overnight thing. But what is it that I can do as an individual to challenge the people around me? Because, again, it takes a village to raise a child, and this is an each one, teach one moment. What is it that I can do as an individual to challenge the people around me to do better? What is it that I can do?
But let me get this.
I think you start by putting whoever that is, putting them on the mat. Shoot.
I have no problem with that. The racer was Blue Magic. Blue Magic is the one that started this conversation, at least for me. He told the guy he was talking to, you got to pay me to come to your show, yet he said that I'll go to a track on the weekday, and we'll do our race over there. We don't got to do our race at your show. He said, you're right. But at the end of the day, you think that you're not making the guy, when you go to his track on the weekday, you think you're not making him some money?
And to be honest with you, the track will probably be better at a grudge event than it would be on a regular weeknight. That doesn't make any sense.
I have to add that the hired car was trying to run Blue Magic because he had made the statement that he's the baddest back half in the country, and the Jekyll car said they would meet him halfway, you know, halfway between Texas and wherever he's from to do the race. And the first thing
Virginia.
About his mouth, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, well, y'all want us to race at one of y'all races. What difference did that make, you know? And we had to go ahead and say, well, if we need to, we'll race, you know, at the track man's date, if that make you happy. And his issue was, if he's going to race at an event, that basically, he was basically saying, if a black man is putting on the race, he got to get paid. And if the white man is putting it on, you know, he'll go there and race, okay, you know. That's what
nobody's gonna, basically saying nobody's going to get paid off of him, but at the same time, the track is going to get paid off of him. Makes
yeah,
no
he
sense.
All right. He was okay with the track being paid.
Makes no sense.
Now, that's, you know, and maybe that's something that we need to get him on and try to
well,
get him.
Well, maybe it is.
See
if that's how he really feels, how about him and that person he racing, they go rent the track by themselves and just be them two by themselves, and they just go race then.
That's still going back to what I just said.
And that track still
going to
get paid.
The track still going to get paid. They're going to get paid good.
Like I said, they want to see you having it. They don't want to see a promoter make it out here for whatever the reason is.
Promoters are putting stuff together for the fans and for the race. They're trying to put something together. I mean, of course we want to see some action. We want to see that. So, I mean, why would you try to stop because you think somebody's going to make some money off of you? Well, first, won't you just ask, can y'all give me a little travel expense or something like that before you make a statement like that? Won't you just ask that question?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they could just ask that. They could just say, hey, can we get a little travel expense or something like that? So, I mean, was that question even asked?
But again, here's the point, though. Here's the point. Why is there an expectation? Because you can't say that. You can't say, okay, listen, I have no problem if this guy is equal opportunity.
I guess.
If you tell the Monday Night Man, I need some travel expenses because I'm going to bring some people to your show and make you some money, and I want my cut, I have no problem if he does
exactly.
that to the Saturday Man.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
my problem is if he does it to the Saturday Man and won't open his mouth to the Monday Man. So,
yeah.
Again, getting back to what can we do. Now, again, it's easy to tear down. And, again, I mean, I like Big Country and the whole Blue Magic crew. I like those guys. I don't respect them as grudge racers because they don't fucking race. That's besides the point. But the issue is they're not alone. There are a lot of guys. I've had these conversations as a promoter. What are you going to give me to come to your race when I call and invite you? They don't think about the fact that I'm providing a platform where they have multiple opportunities to race. If they go
exactly.
to this weeknight track, if they go to this Monday night track, and if one of the guys, you know, punks out or breaks, who are they going to race then? At the Grudge Fest, if it's a quality Grudge Fest, they're going to have multiple opportunities. They're going to have lots of other cars to race. They're not going to go home without having the opportunity to do what they came to do. You know, their travel won't be in vain. The little punk out money that they put up, that just covers their travel expenses. That's not going to give them any profit most times. You know, so what can we do as individuals? Again, what can we do as individuals to try and fix this? What do we do? How do we call these people out? Because we know some of these people. Everybody on this phone knows some of these people. But now I want you, whoever you are, to tell us, what do you say to this guy? What do you say to this man so he can snap out of that bullshit?
I'm going to tell you like this, Pro Star. He's not going to snap out of it. That's just the way that they
he
are.
May,
the
he
best
may.
Thing,
he
the
may.
Best thing.
Well, we can right? try, though. We can try. We can try. We can try.
I'm going to tell you something. The best thing you can do and all the other promoters can do is goddamn it, draw your bootstraps up tight and keep a goddamn march. The motherfucker can roll with you or they can roll up on you. Either way it goes, you're still going to do numbers. I'm telling you, that real
talk, and I mean, people got to start real, and they got to realize ain't nobody bigger than no other. But it, like I see it clearly, if you're not gonna ask the man on Monday to pay you, why the hell you gonna ask the man that's throwing a grudge event that's a promoter that cost him actually that got to come out of his pocket to put together all this for the fans? Why the hell you gonna ask him?
You must have never heard that old saying: you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That son of a bitch said anyway, whoever y'all talking about. It ain't just him. Just a lot of people in general said anyway. You can't change. They not going to change. A lot of people are grudge-hearted people. A lot of people are good-hearted people. I got a day. Hey, I gave him some parts today to fix his red car. He said, what I owe you? I said, you don't owe me, man. You sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. He said, well, take it out of my truck. I said, huh? If you ain't going to let me pay you, I don't want it. I said, what? I said, man, get on with that stuff. He said, nah, I don't want it. That job, he reached in his pocket. He said, I don't know how much this is, but he's taking in my shirt pocket. He gave me $200, but I was getting the stuff for free. I argued him back and forth, but he wanted me to take it off his truck because I wouldn't charge him. And you know what? And sad to say, he was white. He wasn't black.
Some people don't want to hand out. Some people don't want you to be able to say you gave them that either, too, now. But
yeah,
I know the person
that.
You're talking about.
Do
I know
that.
He's not that type of person. Yeah.
No, he's not that type of person. He just wants you to have something. He just wants you to, he, he,
He's just a good-hearted person. I said, man, I'm helping you out. Hell, folk give me stuff. Look what Whitney did for me.
That's true.
You know, my favorite nerd number.
But that, what I'm saying, that's the type of stuff. That's the type of stuff we need in this game. That's the type of stuff that's gonna keep life breathing into this grudge game. Stuff like what Whit did of that nature. I mean, when we all go down the Whit race, ain't nobody looking for Whit to give us nothing. We coming because we coming to support a fellow grudge racer and promoter.
Well, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. When I go to Holly Springs, I said I'm never going, but I'm going because you giving that damn couple. When I go, that's something gonna give me a hot dog and two Coca-Cola coming through them goddamn mouths, boy. I ain't lying. Shit. That's a hell of a trip.
Yeah, man, think about coming from leaving from there to come leaving with a wrecked car.
Let me tell you something. This is another thing I thought about coming from out there. The old guys there, for them to go everywhere that they go, there's some standing up guy, man, because them something to live way out in the boonies. Man, that's a long motherfucking way for me.
Well, I mean, anybody for them to come down
to Macon and then go to Carolina and the other little track that they be going to. Them boys doing some serious ass riding, man.
Sure.
They doing some serious ass riding. My hat goes off.
That's how the man got grudge race of the year, man. That's one of the main reasons why he got grudge race.
I never heard of him about grudge race. He's traveling again. Because that man still a long ways off. A long way. I thought I won't never get out there.
Well, Pro Stock, my thing is, I think the man needs to know maybe him hearing it from other people's point of view, because I don't want nobody to think we're trying to talk down or bad on him. But at the same time, you know, gotta wake up and smell the coffee and get with the program. I would much rather you say, look, I don't like you and I don't want to support you. Just keep it real. Just say that if you know. And you know,
because
maybe that's the case.
Yeah. But you know what? You can deal with a man much better when you know where he stays.
Yeah,
And then when you don't know where he stays.
You're a piece of shit. I say, okay, I can respect that. That's your opinion. That's how you feel about me. It ain't gonna change nothing that I'm doing. That's just how you think. I don't give a damn.
The pro something drop, and I can tell you, it's a lot of guys out here that's waiting at. There's a lot of racers show up and race, but for some reason, if you reach out to them as a good racer, you know, they think there's some payday should be involved, you know.
It's business, man.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, really, you can't make them even see it. That you can't even make them see it. That's got to be a maturity on their own side to understand that, you know, I'm going to get up this Wednesday, this Friday night and go up here, you know, and race. But just because this guy that looked like me called me, he got to pay me, you know.
Well,
they get validation from that. They team members and stuff, they validate, oh, yeah, man, I would call. You know they're making money, man. You know they're making money.
People are mad when you have a packed event and happy when you don't. And that's sad.
I'm telling you, you know, we have had a show that said, you know, we talked about how the black family net worth is $5,000 compared to the average white family at $120,000. And we only deal with each other on the hookup. If we got a pair of tennis shoes to sell, if the fair market value is $10, we're not going to buy it from another black person for $10. The only way we're going to buy it from another black person if he doesn't have it for $60. If we're going to pay $10, and I don't have them to tell me this now, but I might as well buy it from the white man if I got to pay full price. What kind of sense do that make?
Jay, that's funny that you said
kind of
that.
Makes good sense.
I just went through that.
Say it again.
Makes good sense to me.
Also, Jay, open up 706-4213.
4213.
I had a guy, Jay, he had some race support for sale.
Well, and I wanted to buy it. I tried to buy it. He wouldn't sell it to me for the price. But he turned around and sold it to somebody else at a cheaper price.
706-4218, your mic is open.
Hey, Jay. How you doing? This is the fan. This is the fan.
What's up? What's up, the fan?
Hey, how y'all
hey,
doing?
Hey, look, I feel privileged because the fan generally only come on the DJ Butt Naked Show and the Willie Dog Show. So I feel privileged. Go ahead, the fan.
You'll never be quiet long enough to open my mic up.
Okay, you don't bust me out. Go ahead.
All right. But what I want to comment on what y'all were saying, I have a lot of white friends, too. And I got a Puerto Rican friend, and DJ know that. I got a business. And I think it's the way you carry yourself because them jokers, I got some white friends as crooked as my black friends. I mean, they'll fuck me quicker than the black one will. But I'm going to tell you something to this scenario. They expect it of us, of you, okay, Jay black, I'm black. And so if they come at you with that, you might need to change your approach because you might need to just start saying no, quick, real fast. And I learned that. Uh-huh. Like, my guys come up to me, and they ask me, hey, can I get the hookup? I said, no, I'm not giving it to you. I'd rather lose that deal than to give it to them because they're going to raise more hell than a person that come paid it full price. You're like, what
exactly,
was saying?
Exactly.
We do that too.
You're
if
right.
I give that person
you're
that $500,
right. No
they're going to come back and raise more hell than the person that I charged the full price. So you're
no
really kicking yourself in the ass two times. So
yeah,
I will
yeah,
not...
Yeah.
I just, if you change your message, guess what they're going to say? They're going to say, Jay ain't taking that shit. And guess what they're going to start doing? They're going to start coming to them shows like they do everybody else, the other man or whoever man, whether he's white, Puerto Rican, Latino, whatever. If you start acting like that man act, that's where the problem is at to me. And I figure that out. That's just what works for me. I don't,
too
if
many
they come
people.
To me, I tell them no, real quick. No, hell no. Nope, you're not getting it. And guess what? They come right back and say, man, shit, I guess I got to get it. And that's what you start doing is get and carry on. Keep moving forward. If a song gonna say you got to pay, say, no, man, we don't even discuss that. No, hell no. Just say it real quick. Don't have a show about it or nothing. Just be done with it. If he don't come, oh, well, it's going to be 40 more calls that's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, when they get that message, when they get that message from you and you showing them that message, you won't have that problem though, and that's the way I take it.
When they realize that the game rolls on with or without them, people got to realize ain't no one person, no one crew, no none that is bigger than this game. You sit your ass down and think you stopping something. You ain't stopping. No, you can't. It ain't gonna happen. One grudge call, one grudge group, one group of people. It ain't gonna stop the grudge game or the grudge movement as a whole. It's just not gonna stop it.
Let me add this to it. I have had that same scenario where you tell them no. You tell them no, no, no. Guess what they do then? Then you got
they
a
wanna
group be, of them.
They want to talk bad them. About you. They want
to
talk
yeah,
bad about
they got a group of them. They going around, man, I would go to his show. Now you got, then they go, they go, then they go buy a T-shirt to say, I ain't grudging. You know.
But you're going to have that.
And all because all you said is listen, man. I got to make money on this stuff. I got to take no. This is a show. It's a business. Well,
yeah.
So now you got to entertain them. Bring your hats and shirts. Bring your hats. Man, I hate good these T-shirts. But it's all good, I guess. I guess it is.
Yeah. When you're in business, you're gonna get the good with the bad. I'm to it. Like I say, it's unexplainable. You really can't. It is not an answer to it, really. It just a solution, and I guess you can just try different solutions till you get one that works for you. But you'll never stop that certain group from doing that until they just burn themselves out, as you would say, a hater or whatever. They'll burn themselves out eventually, and you just keep going. Eventually, they'll burn out. If you give them attention and praise them by bringing them up and all that, they're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger in their mind.
even though they look weak, look stupid, or whatever they look like, in their mind, they strong as all get up. But if you let them burn themselves out, they'll eventually stop. I promise you. I done had it happen many times.
I honestly think we need to start putting more emphasis on some of the smaller people and the smaller names and start uplifting up some of the smaller people in grudge racing, because really a lot of them are got more action going on than a lot of these big cars anyway. We really need to take a little more time and give back to some of the smaller local races, you know, and help them promote them to try to travel a little bit. Everybody want a place, you know, in this game. So, I mean.
Yep. Well, hell, you have street cars that be at the races that feel like if they get up there to some of these cats that be on these damn poles, they feel like that will kick their ass. So they don't want to run their mile, you know. Even though they can race somebody that's in their class, they feel like they're not a part of the show, some of them do. You know, I'm just telling you what I hear from being out here. They feel like, well, I'm not going to get out there and race on this day. Grudge Inc. is here. Or that's not saying Grudge Inc. or whoever show is here. We can't bring all this shit out here and race on the track. And I, like you said, DJ, I think you should start invite everybody and just tell them, come on, y'all, you got, you know, if you buy a tag. Well,
I agree with that,
man. Car,
I agree with that.
And come on.
And that's something that we haven't did a good job, because realistically, and I guess we get so caught up in talking about who's coming.
The big names.
We don't realize that we really are. We really need the local guys to make the show successful. I mean, you know, that's something that I agree that we got to do a better job at. And not even, I mean, that's not even when you're promoting. I don't had this argument with some people before. They said, well, the only people you're talking about are the people that's traveling. And that is true. But you got to give the people that's traveling some kind of accolade, you know, because they are out here spending their money to get there. And
that's true.
But that does not minimize the importance of the local guy who's there racing, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of hard when you're trying to satisfy everybody, you're trying to put the spotlight on everybody. And it's a little difficult, and you don't get to know the names, particularly going into the race. You don't know all these, like when you – as far as Grudge is concerned and I'm concerned, I don't know a lot of the local racers unless they have been on radio shows where you learn their name, where you can talk to them, you know. You know, you're only talking to less than 10%, you know. And so you're leaving out a lot of people, and they're the most important people of the whole thing, you know. So, you know, that being said, I do want to, you know. But listen, watch this now. When you ask them, give me a call. Call in so that we can talk about it, so that we can expand on it. And, you know, let's see, can we get some dialogue going? And generally, they be a little shy about even coming on, you know. So it's not as easy as everybody thinks, you know. It requires some finesse.
Yeah, you're right about that. I've heard that.
Because they feel like they can't hang with the big boys. They feel like some superstars be on their phone, like Jay Barnes and everything, and they take up all the talk show time, and you can't get in and you hit one for an hour or two. I thought we were in the private room. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm thinking with you. But they do feel intimidated. They do feel intimidated. They feel a little intimidated, but they got to get out of that. I talked to them, and DJ, you know that. I talked to them a lot of time. I said, man, just get your ass on that and say what you want to say, and then that's where they'll know you, and then you can bring your little cars out, your car to your standard out, and then they'll recognize you guys. But they ain't as thick skinned as the guys that know he run that big number. They kind of let fall, you know. They scared. They might get in the way of his flat.
Hey, fam, if you go back to when the show first started, DJ told me you got to have thick skin, brother. Do you remember what I said? I ain't got no thick skin. I can't kick this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember I said that?
Everybody ain't got it.
I don't have it, but I have grown to try to get a look. I can take more shit than I used to now because of this show. That's the reason why I lost
my money. You came a long way, but Nick, you feel your nuts pretty good now. You know,
we the example of what some motherfuckers can take.
Y'all just melt out nuts enough in the same room. Jay Bond put you and DJ
in a room together. Y'all nuts grow together. So, you know, it's two of y'all nuts grow at one time when it's just normally one person. But it's coming, man. Like you say, Jay, I guarantee you, if you start doing a little more research, it ain't going to happen overnight, like you say, and start getting through the guys and give you some name of some guys that ain't such a spotlight. And don't forget about the spotlight guys because they worked hard to get where they were at. But bring up some of the up and comings. I know you. I got the number. You really ain't pulling them out of the bushes what's his name? I know his name gonna kick me in the ass if not bring the name up. BT would say pulling them out of the bushes, but you drag them out, you know. And some people need that to get them going. Track. If you at the track, if you start missing them at the track and tell them to come down, say raise your hand. Who got a race car out here? They don't have their car here. Watch how many hands come up. You know, get the commentator and then recognize them guys. Say, I'm looking forward to see you with your car at the next show. You're going to get somebody to commit to that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, too, that I
have seen. These guys want somebody to come to the local track. They talking about grudging on do these big events. But they don't go nowhere. They don't travel. Like Brian went over to South Carolina and did with you. I said over and over, Alabama got a lot of races, but they don't travel. They would not travel due to whatever reason it may be. But there's a lot of guys right here that got a lot of race cars that will not travel. If we can get a local track for these guys,
when you bring in some guys from out of town, guys, they want to leave their cars at home because they're scared to get drawed on.
Oh yeah. So I say do big show, little show, and it all starts bleeding together. And like I said, you start bringing them out. You ask them to raise their hand at that track and give them some recognition. Put them on that mic. And then them jokers' chest don't swell up. I know they are because they want to get on that mic just as bad as DJ and Butt Naked and anybody. You know, I'm just using y'all as names. Mm-hmm. They want to be on that mic too, but they don't know how to approach you. Even though you're saying, come on, we welcome you. You just about got to paint a picture and show it to them. See, here we are. We right here. We hear them. Come on down, man. Raise your hand. Let me see. Tell me what kind of car you got, you know. And I guarantee you you'll see a change in everything. And like Bud Nathan just said, if you go to these small chats and say, Grizzy, sponsoring a show, and if you might have a show somewhere that ain't going to hurt, and you have a small show here, you have a couple of guys that come there, to represent Grizz Inc. and everything, watch the difference with them guys. Like on a Friday night, DJ, have a Grizz Inc. You know what I mean? That's the night all the street boys be out there at the track. You know, I'm just using that example. And have a Grizz Inc. show on a Friday night at the track. Can you have it? And then you go and promote it and say all you guys that, man, it'd be so many cars at that track on Friday night. Man, you see these young guys and everything. Those are people we're missing. When we burn out, they got to take the place. And, man, I bet you can count 200 cars out there that they got their little pipes and everything on it, and they feel good about their car, and they be out there racing. They don't be out there talking. Them fun going to be out there racing back to back to back. I drove over there in the street car just to watch, and they drawed on me, and I had to grind my ass up out there racing. I'm in a different street car, you know. Nothing done to it. But I'm just telling you, they love to race. And that's the way it is. If you can get that up, because the crowd ain't just the big name people. You got to bring the lit name people and make all of them get together. You say you want something new. You want something different. To me, that's going to be different because a lot of people don't want to take the time to do that. And if you throw a show like on these Friday nights, and like you said in Hub City, it ain't. Sometimes take one of them up. Like he said, he'll go on a Monday night and race. You know, take one of them Monday nights and make an event out of it and watch the crowd, you know. It's gonna take a time. It's gonna take a little time, but I believe it'll work. You know, don't nothing happen overnight. I'm sure these people that make them shirts up, they hate Grizz Inc. overnight. They had to take time to get somebody to make them.
Man, you crazy? Yeah, they're real tough. They're real tough.
I agree. We got to do a better job. And I mean, they give us something to work on, so we do need to do that, you know. And, you know, like I said, the fan part is, if they think that we don't really, you know, we not only do we want them, we need them, you know.
It's a need, you know.
And I mean, they got, and we're trying to spotlight. We're trying to put them in the spotlight and put them in the forefront. And you got some people that think they're too big and they don't need no spotlight. Okay, well, stay over there where you at.
Hey,
a lot of people want to be in the spotlight.
Do you remember when we was in Phoenix City, the first Dirty South Raid DJ? We were down there. I was walking and some guys are they're butt neck right now. And other guys said, tell him come here. He said, nah, I ain't gonna tell him to come here. You know he grudged and he not trying to talk to us. I heard
hey.
Two of them sitting right beside me. Yeah. And when he said that, I came right. I took my time. I went right on the stand. I had something to do. I had my son. I said, son, I'll be right back. I went right on there. I stayed in the stand with them guys for long. They were caught. They were pulling on me like little children. Come here, man. Let me ask you this. What you think about that? I was there forever. Them folk want to socialize and talk to us just as much as anybody will do. But they don't get a chance to go nowhere and see nothing do nothing. We think we, you know, too uppity to deal with them. I told them, I tell you something.
Man.
No, it's not the case.
Man.
But they don't know because they don't get a chance to talk to them.
That's true.
I
was over there in Mississippi. Man, Whit was laying in the crowd, man. He's giving his belt. Man, them people enjoyed that man so much, man. I'm telling you, man. He should have been signing autographs. That dog of girls he dealt was go girls race of the year.
I heard, man. The cameras was flashing.
Man, they were flashing that man. That man couldn't even walk nowhere. His belt and everything, they was just still hollering. Man, I'm telling you, and he was working the crowd. He was working that damn crowd. Whit was acting a fool, man. But I'm saying it takes that. And they all was over there. I just heard bunches, all of them over there just coming. Man, that's the 901 that be on. They listening at the show.
They listening at these shows, man.
I'm telling you. These numbers ain't on your numbers for nothing. Them people are listening. It just takes something to pull them out. It's just, look at all of y'all right now, knowing Chicago before Gurdy, knowing Texas, Florida, the way y'all done came together. That ain't normal, but it happened.
People need to realize, grudging is for everyone.
Grudging is not a gang.
Grudging is a brotherhood. The reason grudging is formed is to bring action, promote action, and bring what we do to the forefront.
Well, you got to pull them out, man. I'm telling you, if y'all get them to pull out and put them on that camera and get you a cameraman to just shoot the fan, and then let them tell you what type of car they got. Watch out and catch. And then say, man, when you call in, let me know who you are.
Some people try to make it seem like joining grudging is a bad thing. It's some people that just don't even have a clue what grudging is.
Yeah.
I've heard that. But it's like people that throw negative, you know, stuff out there to say this or say that. But, you know, they don't even have a clue what grudging is.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
What makes a champion, DJ?
The people.
I don't make the champion. You know, the person is the one that makes the champion. And the reason the person makes the champion is because the people are coming to see him, and they're coming to see them. And what makes them a champion is when they get in, they fellowship with those people, they shake the people's hand, they treat them nice, so far and so on. Hey, DJ, I come up and down that highway a whole bunch of times, man. And the reason I do it because I'm a fan. Y'all know I ain't drag racing, me and my brother. We're not drag racing, but I'm a drag racing fan. When I get to those places, how you doing? I want a handshake or something. I done come a bunch of miles. There's a lot of money spent. You know, so what really makes a champion is the people themselves and the person themselves. You know, a lot of people think they can't make them a champion. No. It don't work that way.
That's
right. You got the people following you. That's what makes you a champ.
And Larry, like you just said, you're a fan, but people know you, man. I was standing beside people that call you 24/7. I was one of them. They were trying to see where you were at, where Larry at. See what I'm saying? They listen at these shows, man. And you can ask Will, and there were people just standing around, and Uncle Larry, man, which one is Uncle Larry? He ain't here yet. When he comes, man, point him out to me.
and all that. Man, I'm telling you, it's all this.
Hey.
Everything ties into everything. It just ties and ties and keeps. Yes.
Hey, Fane, with that being said, I ain't met Uncle Larry, goddamn it, yet. I don't been to Chicago twice.
You know?
I don't been to Florida. He passed by. I don't even know what in the hell he is. He would have walked in that front door, man. I wouldn't know what in the hell he is. Now, I ain't seen him yet. He told me I would ride too fast on that damn dune break last time in Florida in December. I ain't seen him yet, him and Leroy.
And
I
know
they voice, but I don't know their faces.
Hey, Bud Naked, and that's what keep me coming, Bud Naked. You know, just far as me just coming just on my own, I have 1,001 things I could be doing. But y'all the one that make me come. And see, that's y'all the one make me come down that way. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what makes the champ. The champ is the person that fellowships and put people in a position where they want to be around. They want to come see them. They want to support them. And so far, so on, you know. And that means a great deal. As far as I'm concerned, it means a great deal. I don't know how nobody else feels. But that's what keeps me coming back and forth.
Yeah.
That's it. You'd be surprised how many of your people is on them Friday night show. I mean, at the Friday night tracks and the Saturday tracks and all that stuff. You know, you'll be surprised how many that don't, like DJ just said, don't have a clue to what's going on. They don't know it's just right there for them. The basket is right there in their lap. They can touch it right there, but they don't know how to reach. That's like you got a cooler full of water and it's hot. And the celebrity's drinking out of the water, and then you thirsty, and you want to ask for a bottle of water, but you won't because you're scared to go in that same cooler that the celebrity's drinking out of. You know, you just got to bring them, like they say, you have to bring them to the water sometimes to make them drink. And once they start drinking and get a taste of it, they'll be acting fool on the show just like everybody else.
You got that right.
Yeah.
So all I can tell them is all the guys that are supportive to the things that we do and so far and so on, find me a chair. Put me a chair somewhere because I'm coming. You know, but when it gets to a point where people can't give you the moral and the spiritual support that you need for traveling up and down those highways and those byways, I can't find myself coming, man. I come to a show, guy having a show, hey, man, how you doing so far and so on? Oh, I'm doing okay, man. I'll see you later. You know, what kind of shit is that? 1,000 miles. You know, I want to come there, and I want and that's what it be all about, man. I want to meet the people that's going to be becoming champions. I want to meet the people that's putting in. I want to meet them from the smallest to the tallest, man. All of them important in the game, man. Ain't nobody bigger than the other. It all comes out to equal ability. Because it takes all of us to make this ball bounce, man. It takes the fans. It takes the racer. It takes the governors. It takes the people that puts the race together. It takes all of us to make it work. And without everybody, everybody's a main ingredient, in other words, what I'm saying. They're just like trying to make a cake or something that ain't got no milk or no butter. You need the main ingredients. And if you got the main ingredients, it's all going to pan out.
That's true.
How you looking over that button, Max?
Oh, Larry, we looking pretty good. We ain't started on mine. I'm just bringing the other one down, and I got to try to go sometime toward it. We can be on the park, you know.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on your return, too. I'm waiting on your return, too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hope it don't be too long.
You already know I'm one of your greatest supporters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, so hopefully the law will, you know, we're going
to
get everything.
Waiting on DC Grant to return. Waiting on ourselves to return. Waiting on all the guys to return, man. We can make this thing good, man. All we got to do, man, is just do what we're supposed to do. Not what we want to do, but do what we're supposed to do. It's going to pan out.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Yep. No, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I think everybody will be back soon enough. Like I said, I hope I give myself 2 good weeks to be right, but I have mine together by the end of the week, the law willing.
Yeah, my prayers go out to all the guys that's trying to make this game good, man. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where everybody go? Everybody got cash on the
phone? Oh, you know when Uncle Larry get on the phone, everybody got to quiet down and pull their chair.
They got tired of hearing my mouth, but they got tired of hearing my mouth, man. I'm going back on mute.
That went with it, bro. We've been listening, man. Paying attention.
I appreciate it, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it. Because I try to be a contributor. If we're racing and if we're not racing, I still try to be a contributor to what we're doing with grudge racing. And I try to be a contributor. Like anybody might look over in the corner, see me sitting over there. You know,
I wouldn't
know what the hell you look like yet. I've seen you so many, but you was busy. You was busy in Florida. You were real busy. Yeah.
That's crazy. As much as y'all talk, that's crazy.
I was busy
in Florida, DJ. I was so busy down there trying to get everything together and ready. Yeah. I don't have a crew. It's just me. I don't have no crew, so that's why you don't have time to meet and see a lot of people. Oh, yeah. Well, fellas, it was nice talking to all y'all tonight. I got to get out here. I didn't get in at 5:15 this morning. I'm tired. I'm going to go out to the bone.
Hey, damn, but next time. But next, you know you touched it, man. You say you tired, you wore out, man.
Man, shit, it is what it is, right? And he's the sugarcoat in the high. I'm not going to tell him something that I'm not.
I like that in you, though, but nigga. I like to hear you talk, man.
Well, I'm last of the dying breed, homie. Straight country.
Yeah. Don't get that beef together, man, so I can win me some money.
Yeah, we're going to have it together. I have it in prime and together. By Sunday, I believe. Next week, we're going to go ahead and try to paint it.
Ain't nothing wrong with priming, butt naked. You always get it all aired out first before you put that paint on.
Nah, we're going to go ahead and paint it this time. I'm going to come out with paint. I'm going to be clean like everybody. Ooh, that's a pretty motherfucker. I'm going to be pretty this time. I don't really go for all that no more. I did one pretty car one time. I tore that motherfucker out. I thought I'd never do it again.
That's why it's taking you so long to paint.
Yeah. I told the other one out. He had a 632 in it, stock suspension. I told it
ain't
all
that what? Ain't that what Bill got? Old hand-me-down 632.
No, I ain't got none no more. I ain't got nothing no more, man. I got rid of all my junk. The only reason came now about this. About this stuff in the living room. Ain't you done bought a new trailer? Yeah. Why this shit still in the living room? I'm going to get it out of here. When? I got to liquidate some more stuff. Just what it is.
Give it over to the old Bs.
I got a partner, got a 632, used to be mine. He talking about getting rid of it because he trying to get him a 5-inch motor.
About what Bill needs, 632.
Yeah, they don't have for a good price, too. A real good price. He'll be all right once he get that, so he's going to be for sale. But, you know, I got another partner that don't have a 632. He got a 565. And that's something going all aluminum with two. And he just passed the mail to got them 632. He ride.
And all aluminum. Sometimes it don't take a big motor to go fast.
Yeah, he got a stock suspension car on 28. And ride. Just built a brand new car. Another car. I'm like, where you going to buy another motor from? You said it would buy me two. I'm like, all right, big time.
He just got some money he wants to spend. I wish I could get some of it. I could use some.
But you know where I find out sometimes, some of the places where we buy our engine from, stuff. Sometimes we might pay $2,000 to $5,000 more than what it were to some people. But to me, my sense of or security or knowing that that motor ain't never came all the way apart and been welded back together and this and that. That shit makes a difference. Sometimes you don't even know what you're buying.
Right, right.
When you know what you're buying, you'll mind an extra $2,000 or $3,000.
I got a backyard boogie motor.
Well, ain't that wrong with them. I mean, most of all our motors are backyard just about, except for the one I got now. But, hey, it been fresh. Hey, it's still the same. Oh, yeah. So it's all about getting right from this. I had old goddamn, what that thing was, a 468. Would get down.
Did you show it?
It did it. I got the right camshaft and got the right combination, the right converter. That bad boy, forget it.
Shaft cam.
Oh, yeah.
Will that be, DJ Granddad, he gone?
No, I'm here. I'm just smacking on a little something. I don't want to do a Jay Barnes and be talking and smacking.
Jay Barnes needs to set his ass down. It took 2 hours for him to open our motherfucking line up. I'm about getting sick of that calling in this damn show. And he got to talk that old weak ass shit. And he don't open our motherfucking mic up, man. He got one more time to do that, George. He going to hear something. I hope he heard me, too. We've been on that motherfucker for an hour and he talking about some bullshit. We need to hold our mics up. I ain't even had Gadget on the line. Gadget got tired and hung up. Said, fuck this boss. See, that's what he do. He leave us out there on the limb.
Oh, Lord.
That time just left us on the limb, man. Gadget said just like that damn big boss left us hanging on the limb. See that, don't you? I told y'all that mother leave you on the limb.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Jay Barnes in that kitchen?
Ain't no telling what he's doing. It's getting these hours. Now it's after 9, so ain't no telling what he's doing.
I know what he's doing. He's eating.
Hey, DJ. Boy, mm-hmm. If I could have found his mate, I want to cut him off in mid sentence. I was looking for him. I was going to get it.
K.O., what's going on, K.O.? There ain't no damn K.O. This is the governor, goddammit.
No, sir. I'm talking about K.O. right now.
I'm still here. I'm listening. Oh, I got K.O. on the line. K.O., how long more did you get on the line? 2 hours?
I wasn't in a private room or nothing, but I've been off the internet.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I want to go back to what you guys are talking about. And I can see there's probably about only 5 people on this show that actually tune into my show. Because about a year and a half ago, at our roundtable discussion, we brought something up and we called it the Average Joe Radio. And Uncle Larry will remember. And what it was about the average guy going to these events and racing.
Hey, what the hell are you doing making all that noise, man? I don't know what you're saying.
That ain't me. I don't know if someone else is crackling.
That might be Jay and Eve. Quit eating that popcorn, Jay. We can't hear.
But we talked about that. But the problem with having these, what was the Average Joe, that we called it, was that even in racing, no matter what you're doing, you're going to need headliners. You can have 200 cars out there running, but you still need headliners. And that's what makes the show work. But you still need to have your champs, your 29 guys, your 28 guys, and still have the other guys coming out to race too. If you want to make them a part of it, but that's how it has to work.
You're supposed to make room for everybody, not just certain cars. And you make room for everybody. A lot of people don't just come and see no 29. A lot of people don't come and see no Outlaw 10-5. A lot of people just come to see some bracket cars go down the track. That's what make a track what it is. Because this track holds heat, and keep working. And everybody, some people like stand up there and bet on the bracket car go down the track.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
You gotta have all. You gotta make room for all races. If you just have a race for this 29 shootout and this, watch how many people you gonna get.
Well, the shootouts, you, I mean, you'll still get a draw for that, but you know, the shootouts you can still have for other. I like to call them the average Joe guys, the guys that don't have the big cubic inch cars or anything like that. Throw a shootout for them like that, a Camaro shootout or whatever, any kind of shootout, Fox body shootout, to where these guys start engaging into the racing themselves.
Well, I know when they, and I used to race in the NMCA, I know, and they had a 32 car field, and I couldn't qualify no more than 25. But at the time being, it can rain and pull down rain, and they dry that track. You know who the cars they start off first? They start them bracket cars off first. They want them to put the heat in the track and get the rubber down on the track. Then they come on to the next group of cars. Then they come to the next group of cars. Next, you got the 10-5 cars. Then you got Tony Kristen, Pat Musin, and all those guys come in there. They will make all everybody makes it what it makes the races what it is, man. It ain't just that lit tie car. The lit tie stuff is doing its thing, but all this shit falls off because people get tired of seeing the same people. People get tired of hearing the same garbage. You got to put a little change in the game. If you don't, you'll see it's happening every day. Look at NHRA. I remember NHRA wasn't even having no pro mods in it. Here they are, got pro mods in NHRA now.
Yeah, all the pro mods were in IHRA and AHRA.
Yeah. Ain't never been no NHRA.
I remember.
Yeah. Hey, Teo, you remember when I told you I said that I was going to put some food for thought out there, and the food for thought was this. One of the biggest grudge races that Grudge Inc. had was when the North versus the South. And I sat down and I thought about it. The reason that it was one of the greatest events, it was because it was combination racing. They had the shootout. They had the eighth. They had the quarter. It was so many people at that event, man. I tell them, if somebody came with a car, it would be hard for them to even get in the inside the track. You know, so I feel like some more avenues need to be opened up because we're shorting ourselves because it's a lot of fans and people and drag racers and so far and so on that want to run a quarter mile. You know, and the ones that want to run a quarter, if they got a track that can accommodate both of them, then I feel like that would bring more to the game too also. You know, and we talked about that at the round table.
Yep.
You know, but you know, sometimes maybe I try to get a little bigger than what I really actually am, but it's not me trying to size myself up to no certain point. It's just that the contribution that needs to be made to make the game good.
Hey, Larry, you can lead them to the water, but then you can't make them drink
it. Yeah, well, I be trying because I got a whole great big, a big old pail full of water, man. I'm willing to share.
Hey, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, if they don't get this shit right, when you look at New Jersey and Maryland, them used to be how our bleachers used to be and our track used to be because them boys racing up there. But if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to go down like Hattiesburg going down.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And that's what that trail of food for thought is. To make it bigger so it don't nobody sink. You know, make it bigger so that we can add more people, we can add more revenue, we can add all the main ingredients that we need to make it bigger, you know. But, you know, maybe it'll get around to that point in time, you know, because there's been so much going on through the past year and something, you know, and every time we turn around and get on the track, well, we can start opening our minds up, where we can open up certain avenues to make things greater. You know, it's always something to turn around and try to pull us a step back. You know, but the thing is, no matter what other people do, man, we can keep on marching forward because, see, nobody is really exempt to this game, man. Everybody's important, you know. So You know, it, like I said, it was just a trend of thought. You know, and I ain't running around trying to be no genius or nothing. You know, but I think that would really help the game, because there's a lot of people that don't want to come because of what they're used to and what they're seeing and so far and so on. And you know, and the thing of it is just try to open up another avenue to make the game greater.
Hey, you know we're going to have the game? Everybody quit the negative, quit talking and being negative, and everybody quit saying, let's come together. Instead, talk about it, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's the problem right there. That's the biggest problem.
That's it.
1 week we laugh and grin, and next week we cut each other's head. We can't laugh. It's a difference between cracking jokes and laughing at each other and trying to cut a person down.
Yeah. And anybody that was at that event, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna be quiet. Anybody that was at that event cannot say that was a good event. I ain't hear nobody complain, no nothing. It was crowded. It had so many people there until it was hardly moving room. You know, and that was because of the simple fact that it had an all-around event. It had the shootout. It had the eighth of a mile. It had the quarter mile. It had that. And then the most important part, it had a whole lot of fellowship, you know. And when you bring those type of people around and you satisfy them, they're gonna fellowship. Ain't no doubt about it.
I got one complaint, Larry, about that event. One real legitimate complaint. You want to know what it is?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
That goddamn wheel went fast enough on them damn wings. That wheel was not fast enough with them damn wings, boy. He couldn't get them out of degree fast enough. Him and his family, grandkids and stuff. That only complaint I got. But they were good at hell. Them the best wings I ever had.
Today, I have my grandkids, my friends, and everybody there, man. And hey, man, it was really a good event. I never will forget it. It was
a real nice event, man.
Yeah, it was a special event,
real
man.
Nice.
And I liked it. You know.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you. Hey, Bud Neckin, wait till you come up here. If Lil Tony might not race, he might pay our punk out money. But he threw a nice ass race. I got to give it to him. He threw a nice ass race, and he feed everybody. When he run out of food, it's time to go home.
Oh, okay.
That's a good
thing. I'd like to come up with nothing a little bit more, man, you know. But shit. Woo, I had to shut my whole shop down for a week to get up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it this year, bring that old bad motherfucker up there for the moves. For the most sideways talking to guys up there, way, yeah, man, what you going to do, little punk boy?
Wait, what they say?
Yeah, man, what you want to do? What the word is it, kid? Yeah, kid, what you want to do, kid?
Oh,
man. One that call it like from New Jersey over there. Man.
Hey, what Wick at, man? Is Wick still on? Or he got off?
Wick probably with African Bambaataa because I got high.
Hey, Wick, you say all of them King Kong now? You say all the cars King Kong now?
All our cars King Kong, yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I heard that.
Yeah.
What's up?
Especially for you.
Hey, Wick, I ain't got no oil pressure, so I ain't got nothing to say.
We run you with
brother. Hey, Wick, I ain't got no oil pressure. Hey, listen, when I get oil pressure, you get those, don't come no bullshit. I'm going to be ready for president, too. In junior, too. I ain't going to let you slip by that one. But right now, I ain't got no oil pressure, so I ain't got nothing to say.
Well, I might not run you with him when you get oil pressure.
Well, you run that one with, because I ain't got no oil pressure right now.
Wow. Well, let me know when you get oil pressure. I'll let you know which one I'm going to run you with.
You can run with all of them, Wick. Fuck. All you going to do is win some money. If you win.
Depends on how your motor sounds.
Hey, wait, I'm going to pull it up to the sideline. They ain't going to start it.
You sound like you've been sounding. I'm going to run you with pressure.
Hey, wait.
I sound good. I just couldn't get down the track. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. Most times was good.
I couldn't get down the track. I come to your race, but I just did not tune my car to get down the track. When you see me, I was by myself, me and three love.
Did you do what I told you to do? Hey, listen.
You know what you say that, but it's one thing they always used to say. You can't test and try to grudge race. And I've been trying to grudge race.
Yes, you can.
No.
I do it all the time.
I heard that come out your mouth before. But I come to your races just to promote your races.
You said you can't test and grudge race.
When you come to an event, you come to get out. You ain't got time to be all that testing and trying this and trying that.
I do it all the time, test and grudge at the same time.
That's because you be at home.
I do it everywhere.
No.
When I came to your track up there, I ain't never been on that track. I made a couple shutdowns and ran. That mean I was testing and grudging.
Them cars, hey, when you came up, them cars wasn't ready for that.
Huh?
When Beers ran you, he wasn't really ready for that. He just ran you just to go and run you because you came too far not to get no race.
Yeah, I'm talking about when I ran Cole Crew up there.
Oh. Yeah.
I wasn't even talking about Beers.
But I know back in the day, y'all used to come right at the track and just shake the chest on the motherfucker's hand.
Yeah.
There's new stuff now. You're going to make a cup of hits first.
Yeah.
But you used to come to the track. Yeah. But that's all I wanted. I ain't really want shit, man.
Oh, okay. Is it cold up there, Leon?
Yeah, it's cold up. It's supposed to be 50 degrees tomorrow, 50 degrees here today, and then it's supposed to go back to the 20s.
Wow, thanks.
But anyway, I take the longer don't snow. I'm tired of this snow. I ain't going to even lie. The birds get loud now. Yeah, our birds just came back from the south.
Yep.
Well, somebody got a lot of noise somewhere.
Who a lot of noise here?
You know who that is.
Is it me?
I don't know who that is. There's a lot of noise in the background. Head is gone.
Yeah.
Is that? Huh?
Oh, shit. I ain't know my damn mic was open all this damn time. Shit. Fuck all you slow motherfuckers.
What's up, Wayne?
Shit. Working. Trying to pay the bills.
I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you, Wayne.
What do you think about four fresh me, huh?
Next month.
Okay.
When you going out there?
Shit. I ain't take my car off. I just put that bitch in the garage. I ain't saying shit on my car.
Oh, so when I get oil pressure, I'm going to come out and we're going to have my defagger then. Because I want to whoop your ass.
What I'm going to change it for? I'm fucking everybody up. I ain't need to change shit.
I ain't got, hey, Wayne, if you did change something, you should have. Ain't nothing wrong with if you change.
I ain't worried about it. That's where we fuck up sometimes up here. We always want to reinvent our cars every fucking winter. I wasn't going to do that shit this winter. What I got is what I got. Fuck. BRB is this bitch going to say the same.
No, Wayne, I can't agree with that. Because when we used to go down south, when we get out, we have to go back and get some strong and shit and come back.
Hey, man, fuck yourself, man. That shit was last year, the year before last. That shit ain't happening no more, man. Leave that.
No, right. You're right about that.
Because
the things
have changed
now.
Yeah. We got a lot of motherfuckers up in
Retool. Hey, you hear what Wayne said, don't you?
Man, Wayne gonna get his wig split.
I bet you don't be the one to do it.
Shit, I'm gonna be the first one to do it. Well, wait.
You don't even like to be fair with. You don't even like to keep it 100.
Well, I ain't keep 100.
Shit, because if a motherfucker like me come with a small block and you got a big ass stupid big cheese big block, you want to run me head up, don't you?
Damn right.
All right, but you do. You didn't want no part of CC, though, did you?
I ain't want no part of who?
CC.
Yeah, I tried to run CC.
No, you didn't, motherfucker. You wanted the back tire.
He offered the back tire, Wayne. He offered me the back
don't lay your ass down, Whit.
Yeah, he offered me the back tire. I was going to run him head up, really, to be honest with you. But he offered that
Hey, man. Well, you should have, man, because I heard y'all two motherfuckers lock in the race. Whenever y'all on the same property, y'all was married to each other.
Right. I said, long as the race is fair. That was included
hey,
in the lockup.
Oh, shit. Oh, now we want to play fair races, huh?
Right.
Oh, I hear you, Will. I hear you. Go on with your bad self.
One thing about it, Wayne, you bought that small block. I didn't. You could have bought a big block when you bought the small block, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could buy a big block now. That's what I choose to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You choose to buy your small block, so run your small block.
Did you just hear me say that's what I'm going to do?
Yeah, well, don't be crying about a big block and all that shit.
I ain't complaining. I can't down there and run your big block. I ain't complaining.
Right.
I was just making a point.
I bet your small block costs more than my big block. I bet you that.
I bet you it
do
too.
Well then, what? Who? Goddamn! Why you didn't buy you no big block if they sold such this and that?
You twisting my words now, Rich.
Yeah. All right. I don't see why these guys go by these small blocks. And the small block costs more than the damn big block. To be honest with you.
Because you can make these small blocks run with these big blocks, but you can't make these small blocks run with these 5-8-4-state big blocks.
Shit, I don't know. I don't know why you buy it then. Why you didn't buy nothing that can run with a 5-8-4-state big block? Ain't that what you know gonna be out here? I don't know. I guess that's why I'm Brewers Race of the Year, I guess. Smart. I'm smart. The show going on?
No, I'm here, Wick. I'm listening to Wayne.
Wayne dumb, yeah. Man. That's why they call him Forever Scared Racer.
Forever Scared.
Forever scared. He buy a small block, knowing there's 5-inch boy space motors out here, and then cry when he got to run one up. That's why I told Brian Davis, just hold your horse. I heard you like running big blocks. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a big block.
Yeah.
I wish I could buy a 900-something-inch motherfucker. I hear that motherfucker. But I ain't got nothing but a 600-something-inch. I'm 300 inches away.
Damn.
But I ain't getting nobody nothing. I bet you they weigh less than me. Them small block cars, they don't weigh 2,200, 2,300, shit like that.
Shit.
Shit me. Motherfucker don't weigh nothing. So, I'm going to run what I bring. I wish I had the biggest motor you could buy here. I mean, I don't, but like Bud Nigga said, it's just knowing what you got. You know, you can go buy a motor from him, but buy a motor from there. You don't know what it is. When you buy that motherfucker from Fulton, you know what you got. You can get ready. Ain't no motherfucking. It might go this way, it might go that. When Gene got them give you that motherfucker, you can get rid. And that's what I run, goddamn foot.
When you gonna be ready, Will?
Huh?
How long before you ready?
I'm ready for you now.
Alright.
I got shoes.
How long
will
it take you to get up there?
Wait for your race.
I'm ready.
Well, I'm going to run you with Junior when I get up there.
I hear you talking now.
You like that?
I hear you talking.
Do you like that? I'm going to run you with Junior.
Oh, Junior don't sound like King Kong. We all right.
Well, shit, you ain't all right then.
You know, if you come up here, you're going to get some action. That's no problem. Anytime you step on my property up here, man, you can sit that shit locked.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be up there May 3rd.
Consider that locked.
Yeah.